This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a much calmer night tonight than it was last Friday evening. Few clouds overhead, no wind. Nearest storm is well north of Chicago in Lake Michigan. It is going to be a beautiful night for high school football. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Sydney Memorial Stadium and 30-0 field. It's Sydney versus Greenville, each team 0-2. The two clubs looking for their first win of the year. Little Brown Jug at stake tonight. And the two clubs are locking horns on a special evening. It's the 50th anniversary of the 30-0 streak turned in by Sydney football teams back in 1968, 69, and 70. And some 25 or so coaches and players from that era are here to be recognized this evening. The reunion got underway yesterday as we hear from Dave Ross, coordinator of the 30-0 reunion event.
Well, we started out on Thursday. Activities began late afternoon at our old stomping grounds, Julia Lamb Stadium.
Yeah.
We'll have a just a gathering there that'll be team only and acknowledge the 19 people who are no longer with us out of the original group of 100. And then just have an open forum for anybody on the team to say whatever they would like, whether it's a memorial or just a memory of sure. those days of 68, 69, and 70.
Sure.
From there, we'll go out to the high school and the stadium where the current team will be having a walkthrough before the Greenville game, and then we will have their pregame meal with them, pizza and beverages, and then after that, our group will head elsewhere to watch some college football that includes a Sydney running back, formerly Isaiah Bowser. So that's our Thursday, and then Friday we'll just have everybody out at the Sydney football game with Greenville and have halftime introductions of approximately 30 people who have joined us for the 2 days.
Dave, you are a part of that era. You played on the gridiron for Sydney High School football. Your memories, what do you recall? What are the highlights?
Got a couple of things, really. In the first year, I wasn't even on the team.
Right.
I was a freshman. Freshmen didn't even go to the high school back then. And I have great memories of watching those home games at Julia Lamb of that first year. Lots of great memories, including the Bell Fountain game that John Wiggins will speak of at halftime.
Yep.
Just incredible with the number of people that were there. And then I was on the team for 2 years, and as John will tell you, I was fortunate enough to get the winning extra point against Lima Shawnee in 69. And to this day, I'm grateful to my teammates for putting me in a position to do that, because earlier in the game, I'd not had some success on some kicks, and I appreciated the chance to go down there. But then the big memory actually came after that. That touchdown and extra point against Shawnee, game 16 of the winning streak, actually came with about 5 minutes left in the game. Shawnee got the ball back, marched it down inside our 10, and eventually ran out of bounds, and then all we had to do was take a knee twice to win the game, and then we won 14 more, and that adds up to 30.
Coaching staffs were phenomenal. They put the players in position to excel and win football games. What do you recall about your coaches back then, including Dave Haynes, the head man?
Dave Haynes, of course, was there 60 through 74. He was head coach all 3 years of 30-0. A lot of guys who were on the team in 67 will tell you that there was a different Dave that came out to coach in 68. I'm not in a real position to contrast that, but Dave was a very steady hand. He had only one assistant coach who was with us all three of the years.
Okay.
Tom Scooter Holman from St. Mary's, who's now retired down in Florida. And we had some other guys that were there two of the 3 years, Louis Blackford, Frank Foat, and Bill Takas. A great staff, and I remember 1 week my sophomore year, 69, Coach Haynes got sick and missed practice for 2 days. We didn't miss a beat.
Words of Dave Ross, coordinator of the 50th anniversary of the 30-0 reunion event. Chuck, 10-0, 10-0, 10-0, 68, 69, and 70. Remarkable feat.
It was.
Tough enough to go 10-0 in one season or win four or five in a row within a season.
Well, I'll tell you, the MVL back then, because I was at Bell Fountain, and we had a dynamite team in 67. I was a freshman, and we had a fabulous team, not including me, but I had a uniform. But Piqua, Sydney, and Bell Fountain back then, those were three of the best football teams in the state of Ohio. Didn't have a playoff back then, but I'll tell you what, any one of those three teams would have been a contender to win a state championship those years.
Jesse Williams, Gale Clark.
Absolutely. Yep. I loved being a 160-pound defensive end in practice against those guys.
Well, as Dave noted, we'll hear from John Wiggins.
He was pretty darn good,
too. He sure was. He was the MVP in 69. Steve Williams, the MVP in 68. He was the QB. Mike Flanagan, MVP in 70. Wiggins, running back, 69, is our guest at the half.
Cool.
So we'll hear from John for about 10 minutes during our halftime intermission. 11-year head coach Adam Dungis for Sydney comments on the meaning, the significance of the 30-0 reunion.
It's pretty neat. You know, this whole thing was actually supposed to happen last year, but because of COVID, it kind of put a damper on all that, so they decided to move it back a year. You know, I think they got 25 to 30 members of that 30 and 0 team coming back for the weekend, so it's certainly a neat thing. It's our opening game. We're playing for the Little Brown Jug. We got the 30 and 0, or 50th anniversary of the 30 and 0. So there's a lot of things, and you know, as far as our players, we'll get to have they'll have that opportunity. We're going to have a joint team meal with them on Thursday. So it'll be the 30 and 0 members, and then our 9 through 12 players will have a joint team meal with them on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock.
And a perfect night for the Yellow Jackets to get win number one. What have you learned about your club the first 2 weeks?
You know, we were still trying to figure ourselves out. When it's this early in the year, teams that win the games are usually ones that can string together plays where all 11 on the field are doing things the right way. Not necessarily maybe winning your matchup, but getting into the right spot, whether it's on defense or blocking the right person on offense, making the correct read, that kind of stuff. So right now, you know, our first two opponents have done a better job of stringing together consecutive plays where all 11 of their players are doing a little better than us. And, you know, we still got a lot to play for, and our kids are still motivated. So we're pretty excited about where we're at so far, but we got to keep moving forward.
Hey, we were talking a few minutes ago about the young men who've excelled for you on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. Who might they be?
On the defensive side of the ball, we're really happy, you know, from the secondary position of what Miles Vordemark has been able to do back there. Does a nice job at the safety position for us. E.J. Davis on really both sides of the ball. We moved him from running back to receiver. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he's playing outside backer for us, and he's doing a really nice job, along with Chris Hudgens at that outside backer position for us. On the offensive side of the ball, Brennan Barnes is kind of leads the attack for us on the offensive line at center. Also plays some defensive line, but he's a high-energy, high-motor energy guy. And then I mentioned E.J. Davis doing a nice job. And then Julius Spradlin, the young freshman, we're still trying to figure out what best suits him. But, you know, we've had him he's taken some quarterback snaps. He's been at receiver. And he's also been at running back. So we're trying to find different ways of getting him the ball because he's a pretty dynamic kid.
How has the game changed? How has it evolved? How have you changed during that period of time? I know it's played out more in space, using the numbers and the hash marks more than ever before.
No, certainly. You know, coaching for, I think this is my 17th now overall. I think it's my 11th as a head coach. So it certainly has been a more wide open game. We don't have anybody on our schedule anymore that runs wing T or the veer, where in the past we'd have at least three of those games where you got to face one of those types of offenses. So, and that doesn't mean it makes it easier, because now when you got to defend all 53 and a third yards horizontally, and teams are coming out in different formations and all kinds of stuff, you got to be ready to make sure your kids are in the right spot to play. As far as how I've grown as a coach, it's kind of funny when you got time in the offseason and you start looking back at some of the things you did your first couple years, whether it's how you lifted, how you ran, just different team building things that you've done. And, you know, I think if you're not embarrassed a little bit about who you were 10 years ago, then you're not really doing enough to grow. And I think if anybody can reflect back to where they were 10 years ago, they might be a little bit embarrassed, maybe not just how your appearance was, but maybe how you handled your finances or how you handled your day-to-day life. And because if you're not, then you know, you're not really growing. And I think as a person and as a coach, I continue to keep striving to challenge things that we do, and our coaches do a nice job with that also.
Adam Dungis, head coach, Sydney football, before tonight's game between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and Greenville, a club which has put up just unbelievable numbers running the football. They've run it well in the past, so nothing new there. But wow, this might be the most powerful ground game the Green Wave have ever shown.
Yeah, no, certainly Brock Short, the running back, you know, you started looking at it, and I'm like, I don't remember him from last year. So then you look, pull up the roster, and he's not on the roster from last year. And then you got to do a Google search these days to figure out who everybody is, and you find out he came over from Indiana. I mean, he spent the last 2 years of high school, freshman, sophomore year in Indiana. So he's over at Greenville now, and, you know, he's not a big kid, but he is unbelievably strong. He's got fantastic vision. He kind of reminds me of a Ravion Hargrove that played at Trotwood a few years ago.
Yes.
Probably about the same size, too, but unbelievable strength, upper body strength and lower body strength. And the vision is fantastic. You know, they do some nice things. Their offensive line does a really nice job of opening some holes. But he's unbelievable with vision. We got to be prepared to take away some of the backside stuff and cutbacks because he's a very, very dynamic runner. And when you put up 600 yards of offense and you're averaging a first down every time you touch the ball, obviously you're doing something pretty well.
And third-year head coach Bart Schmitz has had a wealth of experience around coaches who've been doing this a good while now.
Yeah, no, they do a nice job. We were able to see some of their scrimmages, and Bart's a good guy, and Bart does things the right way. And, you know, they do a lot of good things over there in Greenville. I got to coach track this year, and you get to see how their track programs run and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great matchup for us. I'm glad we got an opportunity to play for the Little Brown Jug, a traveling trophy, and it's pretty neat for both communities.
In what area do you have to improve most this week to win the game against the Green Wave?
You know, I mean, as usual, you got to win the turnover battle. We always have 10 game goals every week, and one of them is have less turnovers than your opponents. We need to create more turnovers, which we haven't been able to do, and we need to turn the ball over less on offense. And then the other thing I think is going to be a big play or a big factor in this game is their running backs averaging 10 yards per game or 10 yards per carry, which is insane. We have to win the big plays, and we chart big plays as by plays that are 20 or more yards, and we have not been able to come up with enough of our own big plays, and obviously Greenville has had numerous big plays on runs, so we need to win the big plays, we need to win the turnovers, and find a big play on special teams, whether it's blocking a punt or setting up maybe a potential touchdown on a big kickoff return.
Adam Dungis, head coach of the Sydney Yellow Jackets, commenting on tonight's game against the Green Wave of Greenville. Sydney's had some fine defensive play so far this year. When you look at statistics, 23 tackles from Chris Hudgens. That's third in the Miami Valley League. Three sacks from Jaden Swiger. That's second in the Miami Valley League. Sydney's defense has got to come up big against Greenville's potent run game tonight.
Well, they do, and I think he hit it right on the head. If they can win the turnover battle, I think that takes you a long way to winning a football game.
Brock Short, mentioned by head coach Dungis of Sydney, has rolled up 622 yards for the Greenville Green Wave, who haven't played extra games in 2 weeks, Chuck. They've only played twice. He's got 622 in two football contests.
Yeah, I watched a little bit on that Thursday night. I watched them play Eaton, and Eaton was definitely a better football team, but Short was fun to watch. He touches the ball in about three different ways. They throw it to him, they pitch it to him, and they run him up the middle. And the kid's really good, really good.
Adam Schmitz, third-year head coach of the Greenville Green Wave, has a wealth of experience around him over the years. In fact, his dad coached with Al Hetrick at Versailles for a long, long time. And we may remember Coach Schmitz at Lehman several years ago.
My senior year over at Versailles under Coach Hetrick, we won a state title, and graduated in 2004 then. Started to go into Wright State, and always had that, I'm a coach's son. I've been around the game since as long as I can remember.
Right.
And 2 years out of high school, I had a great opportunity to go over and to learn some football under some very veteran coaches that do things the right way, with Coach Roll over there at Lehman. He's been there for over 10 years now, and he does a great job. Learned a lot from him. Learned a lot from my Uncle Mark, who was coaching over there with him. He had a great career at UD.
Yes.
And obviously my dad went over there, who was a longtime Al Hetrick assistant.
Right.
So that was, you talk about getting your feet wet in the coaching ranks. That was a heck of a way to do it for me. And that's where I learned a lot of things. And then I got a teaching job over here at Greenville. Coached under 1 year under TJ Powers at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then Aaron Schaefer got the job, and he continued to help me grow as a coach, and that's why I'm sitting here today.
Hey, what's your philosophy, your approach, schemes, formations, offensively, defensively? In two games, you've been rolling up the points.
Offensively, we're a multiple formation team. We're not fancy. We don't run a whole lot of plays, but those few plays, I can run them out of a lot of different formations.
Right.
So that allows, hopefully, other teams can't figure out what I'm going to run when. And overall, my philosophy philosophy is to make it simple so the kids can understand it. Give them just enough so that they know what they're doing, but not so much to where they have to think. Because I don't want kids thinking on the field. They have to just be able to go play. And when they know what they're doing and they know it well, then they can just go play fast.
Defensive side, odd front, even?
We're an even front right now. We got to figure out some things. We've been giving up a lot of points here in the last two games. So we got some things to figure out yet. But once again, we try to play an attacking style of defense, try to not let the opposing offense dictate what they do. We'd rather dictate the game. And that's just an overall philosophy that I have. You know, anytime that you can get into the fourth quarter and have a one-score ball game, you give yourself a chance to go win.
Sure.
And so far in the first 2 weeks, we've been right there, just haven't closed the deal. And that's what we're focusing on.
Hey, this feature running back, Brock Short, has not been short on yards. Boy, he has piled them up. He's been outstanding. Talk about him. What are his key attributes?
You know, he's not very big, but he's extremely quick, and he brings a hammer with him. And you know, our offensive line has been doing a great job, and he'll be the first one to give the offensive line, and for the fact of the matter, the receivers a lot of credit. But he has a great vision. He can see things develop, and then once he decides to hit the hole, he can go. And that's just been really impressive to watch him run these first 2 weeks.
Bart Schmitz, third-year head coach, Greenville High School, our guest before tonight's game between Sydney and Greenville, would appear to me to be two somewhat contrasting styles offensively in this game tonight.
Yeah, I know in the previous two games, I think Sydney's been throwing the ball more than what they have in years past. And right now, this just I truly believe in high school football. You got to run the ball to win games, and right now we're running the ball quite well. We just have to continue to do it and complete the passes when they're there. And once again, we'll be there at the end.
From week two to week three, during practice, so what are you working on? What's the focus at this point in the season in preparation for the Yellow Jackets?
You know, it's the little things. You know, we continue to work on our blocking and tackling each and every day. We develop an offense in a way that it really does not matter what front we see week to week.
Yeah.
Our rules are our rules, and you just have to go out and execute it. So that way, each week, we're not putting in something new. We don't believe in putting things in new every week. We just got to try to figure out what does our opponent give us, what do we have in our arsenal that can attack it, and a couple of counters off each of those. And at the end of the day, you got to strap it up and see who's better.
Hey, highlight a few names. Offensive line, young men who've been outstanding for you, keying the running game.
Well, I think our tackles, A.J. Schaefer and Chase Drew, do a really nice job of setting the edge. You know, we pull guards a lot, old school Woody Hayes, down kick. Our guards have done a nice job doing that. Our center, Truman Nicholas, we haven't had any bad snaps so far. And so right now up front, they're playing extremely well. But the challenge is you got to continue to do it.
Yeah, and you'll be counting on those road graders tonight to control the football for your offensive group against Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. A big part of what we want to do is we want to win a time of possession. We want to limit the other team's touches. But when you play that style of football, you have to convert when you get your opportunities to convert. So we just got to control the flow of the game and not let them be in control of it.
Words of Bart Schmitz, third-year head coach, Greenville Green Wave. Greenville 0-2, Sydney 0-2. Little Brown Jug at stake. Each team seeking win number one on the campaign here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Beautiful night for high school football. No chance of rain whatsoever. We're about 7 minutes or so away from our kickoff. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For Sydney tonight, the primary building component is the explosive play. Get the ball to the outside. Turn it into a track meet if possible. For Greenville, Green Wave really don't care about super big plays. They're happy with Brock Short running at 5-6 yards on first down, Chuck.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be. I mean, you get 5-6 yards on a run on first down. And the nice thing about having a running back like that is it really sets up the play action pass. So Sydney, like he talked about before the game, they got to do their reads and they got to make sure they're in the right spots.
Yep. Those are the big building components for these two teams. And speaking of such, the finest in building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Coming up in several minutes is our opening kickoff. It's brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. Kickstart your physical therapy with Pinnacle. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie will help you keep moving forward. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward. For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Now, the Sydney Yellow Jackets tonight want to get the ball to E.J. Davis, running back the last couple seasons, wide receiver this year. He has caught 8 balls on the outside. Fine running by Julius Spradlin in the offensive backfield. S-P-R-A-D-L-I-N, not Spradling. But Julius has come into his own. He's going to be important tonight, as is Donovan Johnson. He's rushed the ball 27 times, longest gain 17, but he's been chased down from behind on numerous occasions, been saddled with lost yardage. He's got to turn that around tonight. Hayden Bush, good quarterback for the Greenville Green Wave. 17 completions and 31 attempts. Had 2 big picks, though, in the opener that enabled Eaton to top Greenville. These two clubs, Chuck, have played with their opponents into the second halves each of the first 2 weeks, but have failed to win the fourth quarter.
Well, and that is what a team that's still – trying to find their identity, that is a problem for them. But if you can play a team into the fourth quarter, sooner or later, you're going to go ahead and get one. I mean, it's kind of like the game last night. Minnesota played as well as they could play, and they made Ohio State struggle into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You give yourself a chance, and one of these teams, obviously, tonight's going to be 1-2.
Greenville Green Wave won the toss, deferred until the start of the second half here tonight. So Greenville kicks off from right to left, and that is from the south to the north here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. And we are underway, boot from the far hash. It's a low line drive kick fielded by Wheeler of Sydney back at the 13-yard line. Oh, he breaks a tackle, breaks another, scoots to the outside. It's a track meet. Look at him go. 40 of Greenville. He's got an escort of blockers. White shirts are chasing. Nobody will catch him. Touchdown, Sydney. Chuck, let's make sure we got the numerals correct on the back of the jersey. What, Chuck, about a 85
yards,
15-16 yard line was where that ball was hauled in. And Chuck is zeroing in on the number on the back of the return man. And I thought it was Jai Wheeler. He's back there with Clark and Swigert, but thought it was Wheeler. Sydney is trying the extra point from the 10-yard line. Carson Taylor, left-footed, will boot. And he kicks it high and long. It's a little left, but it's inside the upright. We have played 16 seconds, and what gave Greenville trouble the first 2 weeks? Speed has hit the Green Wave here tonight on the opening kickoff. Sydney 7, Greenville nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com.
Well, it threw us for a curve. Numeral 7 doesn't show on our roster. I did speak about this young man a couple minutes ago. Julius Spradlin for Sydney took it back 85 yards, and he went up the far hash. Really didn't jitterbug either side of that hash mark very much, Chuck. Greenville just could not get a piece of him. And once he got to the 45 or 50, he was leaving white shirts way behind.
Well, nice job of blocking. It looked like the Red Sea opened, just parted, and nobody touched him. That didn't put a hand on him on that return.
And you know what? Head coach Adam Dungis has gotten his answer already. He wanted explosive plays.
Well, they said that he got caught from behind some. Nobody's going to catch him on that one, man. Yep. That was speed.
You talk about an explosion to start the game. 85-yard kickoff return by Spradlin. Sydney 7, Greenville nothing. Excellent kickoff by Sydney. It bounds down around the goal line, scoots to the end zone, and the Green Wave start first down, 10 yards to go from their own 25. We'll get a good look here at quarterback Hayden Bush. Bush is tallish, 6'4", 195, a senior. He can tuck the ball and go if he has to. Nice thrower. And again, that feature running back is Brock Short, 5'8", 155, a junior. He'll hide in behind that solid offensive line. Here's a running play. It's Short, dashing around the right side, using the full width of the field, all 53 yards of it, and he's bounced out of bounds way up at the 33, and he got a first down.
Yeah, that was just well blocked, and he just followed his blockers and took it 13 yards up the sideline.
The previous line of scrimmage was the 20. I may have mistakenly said the 25. Here's Greenville running it after a 13-yard gallop. Short advance by Brock Shorts on first and 10. He wedges out 3 to the 36. You will hear this name a lot tonight. Miles Vordemark, 5'11", 180, junior for Sydney. Defensive back, covers a lot of ground, fine instincts, knows for the football. He was in there on the hit. gain of 4 by Greenville officially. Second down and 6, Green Wave from their 37. Sydney leads it 7-0. We played 1:10. The left-hander quarterback Bush to throw, sidearms it near flat. It misses his receiver at the 39. Ball intended on the play for Trey Bryant, a sophomore. Pass wasn't real close, so now Greenville's got a 3rd-and-6 possession play here.
Well, they had two receivers in the same area, and it allowed the defense to go ahead, and he had no place to really throw that ball because it was well covered.
Short alongside Bush. Sidney throwing blitz. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Bush is racing out of trouble. He fires up the near sideline. It is intercepted but trapped by Sidney at the 46. E.J. Davis nearly made the interception. The official right on it. Excellent call as the ball skidded ever so slightly off the ground into his fingertips. Incompletion. Greenville's got to punt. Nolan Curtis, a running back for the Green Wave, is back at his 26. Sidney off to a great start here on the 50th anniversary of the 30-0 teams. 10-0, 10-0, 10-0 in 68, 69, and 70. Uh-oh, Sidney fumbles the punt. Uh-oh. Yellow Jackets fall on it, though, at the 29.5.
Yeah, that was Wheeler, and he was caught between, do I catch it or I let it bounce? And he kind of, at the last second, kind of lunged at it. He got a break because there was three guys down there on the coverage, and he happened to fall on the ball.
He coughed it up at the 30. Didn't look like for an instant he would get it back, but he got a break. Sidney up 7-0. 10:33 to go, first quarter. Sidney's initial play from scrimmage.
Yeah, you like having a 7-0 lead when you haven't run a play yet.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4 receivers for the quarterback. Donovan Johnson, delayed handoff. Offensive backfield, Spradlin smothered at the 27 or 8. Lost a couple. Second down, a dozen to go for Sidney. That's been Greenville's weak point in 2 weeks, Chuck. Defense looked good there.
Right, well, they were in the backfield waiting for that play. It was really slow developing.
As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Donovan Johnson is an effective runner, but he's had to run for his life all too often on second down and long, third down and long in the first 2 weeks. Donovan, a quarterback, fakes the pitch. Here's a scamper. Tries to wheel outside left tackle. Greenville's waiting on him, and it's another 2-yard loss. Third and about 14 to go for a first down for Sidney. Back at the Yellow Jackets, 26.5. 7-0 Sidney, 9:30 to go in the first quarter.
Well, they faked the pitch to the right, and the defense didn't bite on it. He had no place to go.
Three receivers near side. Might be E.J. Davis time. Donovan Johnson looking toward Davis, now down the middle. Long, high arching bomb, jump ball, Greenville 40, caught! Sam Reynolds leaping high to spirit. Oh, did Reynolds make the quarterback look good, Chuck? That's one of those plays where you just throw it way up into the atmosphere, back shoulder, and tell the taller receiver, go get it.
Well, I'm not sure what the defender was doing that time. He never saw the ball.
Here's an inside handoff. Sidney fumbles at the point of attack at the 39. It pops in the air. Greenville gets it on the rebound. And Greenville takes over after a quick strike pass from Johnson to the 6'3 Reynolds. Spradlin was drilled 2 or 3 steps beyond the line of scrimmage, and the ball flew up in the air. Alert play by a Green Wave defensive lineman.
Yeah, it was number 9. It was DJ Zimmer. Put his helmet right on the defender put his helmet right on the ball that time.
Well done by Zimmer. Greenville takes over, dodging a bullet. Sidney was marching en route to maybe going up with 2 touchdowns in the first 3 minutes. But the Green Wave, who almost recovered a fumble on the punt, do get it here. And the Green Wave try to run Brock short, and Sidney is waiting on him, a gang tackle right at the line of scrimmage. defensive lineman for Sydney, celebrate. Jaden Swiger, 6'3 senior.
That's who got the tackle.
Uh-huh.
Just threw him down. I mean, he looked like a man.
Bear hugged him and dropped him. Second and 10, Greenville, 39-yard line, 8:41 to go first quarter, 7-0 Sydney. Second to full, 10 to go. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback, Bush, a lefty, 6'4". Lineman blocking down to the right, pitch back to short. He goes right in, cuts it back at the hash mark. Look at him go, kicking those wheels to the 45, 46. And he produces, Chuck, about 7 or 8 out of what looked to be maybe 2 or 3.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they talked about it before the game, his coach and his vision right there. He stopped on a dime and cut just a little bit of a spot to go through. And he got 8 yards out of what looked like was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Are you saying that young man has far better vision than Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee?
I think combined.
Third and 2 for Greenville at the Greenway 47. Here's Bush. He deals to short. Outside left tackle. He makes one man miss, stretches into Sydney territory, nabbed from behind at the 45. He's got a first down with room to spare.
That was Crampton. They handed the ball to the fullback that time. It was a nice play call.
I like it. Good run by Crampton on the inside. Michael, 5'10", senior, normally plays in the slot. And now Bush, in the spread offense, has two backs alongside. It goes to short. The second man through. He spun around and decked right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10, Greenville, 45 of Sydney. 7:15 to go first quarter. It is Sydney 7, Greenville nothing. Yellow Jackets scoring to start the game on an 85-yard kickoff return by Julius Spradlin. Greenville in the road white green helmets. Green stripes on the shoulders, green numerals. Sydney Yellow Jackets, home black from top to bottom. Black and gold headgear, gold numbers with white piping.
Those are great-looking uniforms.
I love them. Here's a short drop, but Bush fakes the out pattern, and then the receiver comes back toward the line of scrimmage. It's Alexander Baumgartner, 6'4 wide out. Ball is too high for him. He wanted a defensive foul, no dice.
No, that pass was totally uncatchable. He's thrown 3 passes, and he hadn't been close yet.
Third and 10 for Greenville at the Sydney 45-yard line. Let's see what the Green Wave come up with here. Got 4 flanked, 2 to the right, 2 to the left. Ball is dead center, middle of the field. 5 in the box for Sydney. Here they come with a blitz. Flat pass, man wide open at the line of scrimmage. Good run after the reception up the far sideline. It's short. Boy, he's got a pathway. A lot of carpet in front. Sydney didn't cover him out of the backfield.
Man.
And he skipped all the way down to the 30. That play goes for, what, a quick 15?
And I'll tell you, I don't know how you lose track of him in a third down situation like that.
And short was completely overlooked. Sydney linebackers failed to find him. First and 10, Greenville, 30-yard line of Sydney. Man in motion across the formation. Gets the handoff. Beats resistant to the line of scrimmage. Small gain. Whoop. Late flag flies.
Either a hold or a face mask when it comes in that late into a pile of people.
And short was stacked up. Let's see what it's all about. Clock stops. 6:18 to go first quarter. 7-0 Yellow Jackets. Play went for a couple or 3. And it's going to be a face mask on Sydney. That's what spun around short so sharply at the end of that play. Somebody yanked on him, and it stepped off. 15 big ones down to the 15, 14-yard line. First and 10, Greenville. Serious march for the Green Wave as the visitors attempt to tie this game up. 7-0 Sydney, midway opening period. A.J. Schaefer, 6'3", 205, a junior. Chase Drew, 6'2", 235, a sophomore. They anchor the offensive line with Truman Nicholas at center, 6 feet, 210, a senior for Greenville. Snap to Bush. Fake handoff to Brock Short. Then the ball is flipped out in the left flat. Receiver diving to the ground. Does manage to reel it in. Receiver was down on one knee. Made the catch.
That was Crampton again.
Yep, it was. Crampton out of the backfield. And had he maintained his balance and the ball been thrown better, he might have picked up 10 yards down to the 5 or 6. Instead, he got just 3. Second down, 7, Greenville. 11-yard line, Sydney. Two receivers wide side. Two backs alongside the QB. Right straight ahead goes short behind his center, Nicholas. And he's plunging down to the 9, the 8-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 4. We're near the 5-minute mark, first quarter. 3rd down, 4 yards to go for Greenville. Down by 7. This drive started, Chuck, when Sydney fumbled the football inside the Greenville 40-yard line.
Yeah, they had a nice drive going.
4 receivers. They spread the field. 2 wide left. Now 3 wide right. A quintet flanked. Here's the fake by Bush in the offensive backfield. He tried to dupe Sydney. No pass. He runs it. Nailed at the 6, maybe the 5. He is a yard short of a first down.
That was a pretty nice call. Sydney defended it pretty well.
Boy, when you flank 5 guys, you believe it's going to be a throw.
Yeah, well, and then they put short in motion like it was going to be a jet sweep, and he ran to the opposite side.
Had me fooled. Play did not get a first down, though. Good awareness by Sydney Steve. Fine reaction. 4th and 1, Greenville. 5.5 of Sydney. 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. Play clock shows 6, 5, 4. It's counting down. Greenville may have to get a timeout. And at the 4-minute mark in the first, timeout is called by Greenville, or the Green Wave would have been hit with a 5-yarder. 7-0 Sydney, 4 to go, first quarter. Greenville driving, 4th down coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And Jackson Center Pro Hardware is with us. Solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big boxes. Plus 11% off. Also, delivery only $49. 2 locations, Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and in Greenville. The Green Wave to the line of scrimmage, 4th and 1, Sydney 5. Second man through, gets the nod, tries to go outside the left tackle, goes to a knee at the 6, forward progress to the 3. Sydney thought he was down on the ground with a hip or a leg. He maintained balance. Was that Brock short? No.
Yeah, it was short.
It was short. Let's see where the ball is spotted. Is being placed down where, Chuck?
Well, I guess they're saying his knee touched.
There is confusion. I was right the first time. He did eventually advance it to the 3 after getting up from going down on the left knee, and Sydney takes over.
I'd have to see a replay.
At the 6.
Because I don't know. I mean, from here, I couldn't tell if he touched.
The mechanics of the officials didn't communicate right away to us very well. Because Short wound up down around the 3 for a first down. Sydney collared him at the 6, dropped him. Good defensive stand by the Yellow Jackets. And the officials did eventually, after a quick confab, determine that the ball is marked for play at the 6, a yard and a half short of a first down, and Sydney takes over. 3:53 to go first quarter, 7-0 Yellow Jackets. And we had a momentary delay as the Greenville Green Wave say, let's go to New York for a replay.
Yeah, Pereira's not here, so they can't go to the replay.
And I tell you what, head coach Bart Schmitz is giving it to the referee at the far sideline.
Well, I hope that the official saw a knee touch instead of thinking he was stopped and blowing the whistle, because that's a bad way to stop a play.
Yeah, a far too soon premature whistle.
Well, but I'll tell you what, the Yellow Jackets did a nice job down there defensively.
Oh, yes. Donovan Johnson will take the snap from center back at his goal line. He's 2 yards deep. Long, high-arching bomb up the left side in front of the Green Wave bench. It is no good. Too far at the 39.
I like the call. Yes. I mean, you're on your own 6-yard line, and just go ahead and throw it up there.
Chuck, the thing I like about the physical attributes of this receiving core of Sydney, Mitchell Davis, the man for whom the ball was intended just then, is 6'4". Sam Reynolds on the other side of the field is 6'3". Sizable targets.
Oh, yeah.
Second and 10, Sydney at their own 5.5. Donovan Johnson, handoff, second man through.
Fumble.
He spilled. It's loose on the ground. There's a late flag. Wow.
And that's a marker. That's just saying that the ball's loose.
Oh, you're right. There was no flag. Greenville's on it. Green Wave have got the football at the 2. 2 fumbles, but Sydney, 2 timely hits right on the leather by Greenville defenders.
I didn't see the number that time, but boy, did he pop the running back right when it was almost simultaneous with the handoff.
That's a textbook tackle. You spear the ball, try to pry it loose, and it was spiked out by Greenville. 3:39 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Sydney. Green Wave get it back. Goal to go at the 3 of the Yellow Jackets. It was head coach Adam Dungis in the pregame saying, we've got to win the turnover battle. He's 0-2 right now.
Well, they had the big kickoff return for the touchdown, but other than that, their offense has just had trouble hanging on to the ball.
Under center, Aiden Bush gets the snap. Pitch out, Brock short. He scurries, 2-1, over, touchdown. Marker, though.
Holding.
Holding on Greenville. Offensive line of the Green Wave guilty of a hold, and that wipes out a score. Greenville knocking on the door. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Sydney. Jordan Gump, 6'4", 3'10", a senior, was holding, and he's awful big to be missed.
Well, in the pros, I don't mind them calling out the number, but I think in high school, college, I'll give it to you, high school, don't call out the number. Don't call the kid out.
Let it go. I agree.
Just say it's a hold.
Two receivers far left, two backs with Bush in the offensive backfield for the Green Wave. Fake to Brock short. Bush rolls left, little dump. Outlet receiver catches on the run at the 16. He's upended at the 13-yard line.
That play had no chance.
Nope. In fact, it goes for zero gain.
I was going to say, they're right back to the line of scrimmage.
Nothing. It got back to the 13 from where the play began. Completed pass for Zip. Second down. And goal to go for Greenville at the Sydney 13 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Sydney up 7-0. Here is Bush. Pitch out to short. Oh, slashing through. Great defensive play by Sydney. I think that's Sam Reynolds. Or is it E.J. Davis?
E.J. Davis.
Woo! What a play by E.J. Davis. You talk about smelling it out and knifing through.
Yeah, well,
great perception. But Davis, it was almost like he had Brock short man-to-man.
He is so quick. And I remember him as a freshman, and I really liked him then, so he has progressed up to his senior year.
E.J. Davis, terrific tackle for a loss. Sydney in a jam, goal to go, or I should say Greenville in a jam, goal to go at the Sydney 21. Bush, two receivers left, looks that way, still looks, plenty of time in the pocket. He's got all night. Oh, now he's got a lane to run. Look at him go. It's 6'4". He peels off. Cuts to the far numbers at the 20 and shoots down to the 15, the 10. He had to get to the end zone. It's fourth and goal coming up. He garnered 11, got half of what he needed. Goal to go, Greenville, 10-yard line of Sydney. And here come the Green Wave to the line of scrimmage in a hurry to try a place kick, a field goal. It is Avery Ernst on to boot it. The ball will be placed down by quarterback Hayden Bush at about the 17. It's a 27-yard left-footed kick by Ernst. It's a low sidewinder, hooked to the right, no good. He missed it. And the score remains Sydney 7, Greenville nothing. Late first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Sydney quarterback Donovan Johnson running for four on first and 10 for Sydney from the Yellow Jackets 20 after the poor field goal try by the Greenville Green Wave. It's Johnson's number again. He keeps, and he's twisted down for a two-yard setback. It'll be third and 8 for Sydney at their own 23.
They've run the ball four times, and they have three negative yardage plays out of that.
Yep, Sydney has had stretches this year so far in nine quarters of football where the running game just has not materialized as well as head coach Adam Dungis had hoped. Final 23 seconds of the first quarter. Play clock's at 19. Game clock is at 21, so Sydney will have to run a play here. Third and 8, 22 of Sydney. Short drop of Johnson. Outlet pass to the right. Caught. Good run after catch. A man misses. And spinning up over the 30 to the 31 is the receiver on the play, Sam Reynolds. And it's a first and 10 with 4 seconds to go in the first. Very neat run after catch, making white shirts miss at the feet of the receiver.
Well, they put somebody in motion. They faked the ball, pass out to that side, and threw the screen to the other side. Well-designed football play.
And I think that one could work much of the night. First quarter closes. Sydney leads Greenville. Not the real high-scoring game we thought it might be. Nonetheless, Sydney's on top on 30-0 reunion celebration night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Sydney 7, Greenville nothing after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. That's Barker Insurance on Route 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. First place, second quarter. Donovan Johnson looks right, looks left. He's got a receiver down the near sideline. Oh, that ball's thrown way up into the atmosphere. It comes down just a couple steps beyond the target at the Greenville 30-yard line. That was Mitchell Davis who was trying to chase it down. Boy, this Donovan Johnson can uncork long ones.
Well, he was wide open. That is still a tough throw, but he was wide open, and he threw it about 5 yards over his head.
Thank you very much. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, an anchor sponsor. We've got you covered at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Donovan Johnson, short drop on second and 10. Looks into the right flat, tipped on the play by Greenville. Well done up front by Truman Nicholas. He got a paw on the football for Greenville. Second down and 10, or I should say third down and 10 for Sidney at the Yellow Jackets 31. We salute LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, another anchor sponsor, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world, LaCalle Equipment. Possession play for Sidney, 10 seconds into the second quarter. Sidney on top, 7-0. Third and 10, 30-yard line. Donovan Johnson way back to pass, deep in the pocket. Now he's going to run. He sprints up the middle. One flag, a second flag, and a 4-yard scamper by Donovan Johnson. Got to be an offensive hold.
I'm going to say that I'm not sure what this back by the quarterback was. I think that's got to be a hold. Not sure what the one up front is.
Well, if I'm Greenville, I say no. I decline it because it will set up
a punt. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll set up a 4th and 8. The net plus on the play was only 2. Thanks as well to Frisch's in Sidney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sidney and Shelby County. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor since last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Greenville did the wise thing, said no to either of the 2 penalties, using up the down, forcing Sidney to punt. Line of scrimmage, the 33, or I should say, yes, the 33-yard stripe. Half minute into quarter number 2. Carson Taylor back to punt. He's at his 21. Man, that one is way, way up into the air. Hits at the 38 of Greenville and takes a big Sidney bounce. That was a whopper. It hit the turf. Went way up and floated to the 25.
The 39, 44-yard punt.
Uh-huh.
And probably 16 of it was in the air.
Looked like Huber for the Bengals on Sunday. It's amazing how those pro kickers are able to hit it 25 in the air, but they know that when it bounces,
yep,
it's going to go another 25.
Well, and especially the Australian punters, they got a way to hold that ball. That's amazing that they get the spin on it that they get.
First and 10, Greenville trailing 7-0. Line of scrimmage, the 25 of the Green Wave, 11:21 to go in the second quarter. Hayden Bush gives it to Brock Short. He weaves, wriggles over the line of scrimmage. He's got a hole. Pops to the outside, springs his way to the 40, shoots to the 46. Good gallop. He got about 17, first and 10, Greenville. That's what head coach Bart Schmitz wants to see.
Well, that was well blocked that time. Only one defender out there. They blocked him down from the wideout and had opened up the running lane for him.
We say hello to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Movement up front. Contact by Sidney. Offside, 5-yard penalty. And that will take the football across the 50. Line of scrimmage had been the 46. It's now marked for play at the 49 of the Yellow Jackets. First and 5 for Greenville. A minute gone, second quarter. 7-0 Yellow Jackets. 4 receivers flanked for the Green Wave QB Bush. Nicholas over the ball at center. Here's a ball thrown wide. A couple yards downfield, Greenville makes the reception at the 47, immediate tackle, minimal gain, only 2. E.J. Davis immediately on Bryant Million, the good receiver for the Green Wave. That's no more than what, an end sweep that was stopped for a 2-yard gain.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're at first and 5, so, I mean, they're in a good spot now, second and 2.
Right. 46 of Sidney. Greenville to the line of scrimmage. Hand off Brock Short between left guard and tackle. He's got a little bit of a crevice, and he dances through it to the 42-yard line of Sidney. Spilled right there, first and 10, Green Wave.
First down and 10.
Yeah, the Green Wave have run a handful of plays on the Sydney side of the 50 in this game so far. Nothing to show for it.
Well, they were inside the five with two possessions and didn't score a point.
Right. Missed a field goal.
Badly.
Wound up with goal to go back outside the 20 and could not convert points. Hand off to short. He tries to go left end. Took the delay from the QB Bush. Sydney's all over it. And they stalemate it right at the line of scrimmage. Well done up front by Sydney. And they're on the hit for the Yellow Jackets.
Is that it was 59. Is that Rosser? Is that how you pronounce that, Carson?
Yep.
Rosser?
Okay. He was in there, as was Brennan Barnes, who goes both ways, offense and defense some. We've played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Second quarter, Greenville has a second and 10. After no gain on first down, line of scrimmage, the Sydney 42. Three receivers right for Bush. Oh, Bush, all out throw down the left side. Jump ball at the 12. One marker, another. Is it OPI or DPI? Who makes the catch? Is it hauled in by Greenville, Chuck? No, it hit the ground.
No, it hit the ground. I'll tell you what, Baumgartner made a heck of an attempt on it, and I think you're going to have double flags for pass interference.
And it's going to be stepped off 15 from the line of scrimmage. It goes against Sydney. Ball is not advanced to the point of the foul. Thank goodness, says Sydney, but 15 from outside the 40. Takes it down to the Sydney 27, first and 10 Green Wave. That's one of those plays where you've got to find the football, play it. Not the defender. Ball was thrown way up into the air. Receiver slowed down, and the Sydney defender just got caught up between the ball and the footwork of the receiver and just was in the wrong place at the wrong time and was clearly caught by the referee. 1 yard gain by Greenville on first down here. Second and 9 at the Sydney 26. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. 7-0 Sydney. I bet Greenville throws right here. Two receivers right, two backs in the offensive backfield. Here is Bush. No, he gives it to Short. Short goes wide. He springs it. He breaks the tackle. Makes a man miss. Tight ropes the sideline. Gone. 26-yard scoot to the end zone by Brock Short. Did I say his name properly?
Yes, Chuck? You did. And I thought they had it defended. And, boy, he cut up the field. Again, I'm going to go back to his vision. Well, that was a heck of a cut to get through that line.
Yeah, when he gets an opening, Chuck, gets beyond the line of scrimmage and in between the linebackers, he's got to burst another gear. 7-6 the score. Sydney by a point. Here is Avery Ernst, who missed a field goal earlier, on to try the PAT to knot this game up at 7. We have a defensive foul against Sydney pre-snap before the extra point. Well, the ball is moved closer to the goal line. You might have a little better perspective kicking the football, Chuck, if it's snapped from the 3. If you're running this play from down outside the 1 yard line, do you go for 2?
Well, they declined it.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you're used to kicking the ball from this spot. So I think I was, if you're not going to go for 2, this is the right call.
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting with my initial comment. Why make it a little tougher on the snapper, the holder, and the kicker? And it snapped back to the 10. Penalty declined. Kick by Ernst is away. He's got it. Center cut. We are tied at 7. Fine run by Brock Short. Good running back for Greenville. And it's a 7-7 contest. Sydney hasn't scored points since the opening kickoff of the return, or I should say since the opening kickoff of the game. It went 85 yards by Spradlin. 7-7 tie, under 9 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
And thank you here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And we say hello on scoresbroadcast.com to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Kickoff return by Sydney is a burst right up the middle over the 30 to the 31 or 2-yard line. And that's where the Yellow Jackets start, first down, 10 yards to go.
Isaiah Clark that time, and I tell you, he did a good job because that was a tough catch. It got on the ground and it was spinning, and he caught it in the air off the bounce, or that might have been a problem for him. But nice return out to the 31.
Well, Wheeler, Clark, and Spradlin are fine return men for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. And, of course, we saw Spradlin in action to start the game. Sydney runs it right up the gut for a big gainer. 10, 15, 20, all the way out to the 50-yard line. A 19-yard bolt right up the middle.
Martex Harris.
Good run by Martex. 5'9", junior, 200-pounder. He's a load. Excellent blocking up front at the point of attack. Yep. Brennan Barnes, the center, 6'1", 220, a junior. Jaden Bishop, 5'11", senior. Arden Cottrell, 6'1", a junior. Good blocking. They do it again. Oh, another rip right up the gut to the 30. How about that, Chuck? 10 more.
Yeah, but 19 more.
I'm sorry. Nearly 20 more.
He's got 38 yards on two carries on this possession, and why go to anything else? You know, if something's working, keep doing it.
Just under 20 yards on two straight bolts right up the middle by Martex Harris. And Sydney is driving inside the 30. This running play is slowed. Ball carrier dragged down. Harris at the 29. Second down and 9 for Sydney. Boy, Sydney in two straight plays just blew the green wave off the ball.
Well, they're moving the ball this time on the ground, which I think is good for them. They need to do that to win this football game.
Like that. When Donovan Johnson scampers around too often, Chuck, he'll make a good play, offset that with a loss, and the result usually is zero. Here's a nice flare pass, right flat to Sydney. Well done, nicely blocked, caught at the 26, run after catch of the 20, and the receiver is thrown down at about the 17 or 18-yard line. Was that Reynolds who nailed it?
Number two. Is that
Reynolds?
Yes,
Sam Reynolds. Good target, 6'3", junior.
And well blocked out there that time, too.
It was. Stellar blocking, nifty run after catch. Boy, this is a great drive by Sydney trying to answer. 5 minutes gone, second quarter, 7-0 Yellow Jackets. Here's Donovan Johnson, fake pitch out, keeps. It's a quarterback draw up the middle. It's open, touchdown. Donovan Johnson scooted right up the gut for, what, about 17 or 18?
17 yards, and I'll tell you what, that's a great answer by the Yellow Jackets on the Greenville touchdown.
And the blocking up front by Sydney and that offensive series of plays was terrific.
Johnson, that was what Sydney would like to see. I mean, he's so athletic and quick. I mean, if he makes decisions like that, boom.
Shortest distance between 2 points, the line of scrimmage, and the goal line is a straight line run. Extra point try by Sydney. It's important. It is pumped up there by Carson Taylor. Good leg. He's accurate. Yes. 14. 15-7 Sydney. 6:53 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
One heck of a response by Sydney. And then the kickoff is a boomer into the end zone. And Greenville starts first down, 10 yards to go from its own 20-yard line. Now down to seven again. A little more than half the second quarter to go. Line of scrimmage, the 20. And we'll see if the Green Wave, primarily on the ground, can take it 80 without shooting itself in the foot.
I'll tell you what, I want to go back to the kickoff. Carson Taylor's got a leg.
Yes. And I tell you what, Chuck, if you can force the opposing team to start from its own 20, 25-yard line every offensive series after kickoff, your special teams have done its job.
Absolutely.
Here's Greenville running play. First and 10 from the 20.
Keeper.
It's a keeper by the quarterback, Aiden Bush. And look at him gallop. Far hash mark, far numbers. And he lurches over the 30 to the 31. He advances for 11. First and 10, Green Wave. 6.5 to go in the second. 14-7 Sydney. Greenville won a thriller 2 years ago, 1914, at the home of the Green Wave. Sydney in a blowout romp last year, 8 touchdowns to none. Here's Greenville running it. Brock Short picks his way. Left tackle tries to slide outside. Springs to the sideline. And he manages to wedge for about 6 or 7 again. Looked like he was being slowed 2 yards downfield.
Well, the coach talked about how strong he is because he's not a great big kid. But, boy, they hit him. It's 5'8", 155. And his legs don't stop moving just because you make contact.
And when you hit him, he doesn't go down. Brock's like a rock.
Brock, he's a Brock rock.
Second and 3, Greenville, shy of the 40. Short drop of Bush, he wants to throw. Arches it left side of the field. No one home for Greenville. Does Sydney intercept? Yes, but it's out of bounds. Ruled no good at the 30.
Wow, I'll tell you what, I'm not sure about that.
That was tight. Isaiah Clark, super coverage. Bush overthrew. Trying to find his receiver, Baumgartner, led him too far. Great center field play by Clark of Sydney, and he might have had a foot in the white out-of-bounds area.
Well, the referee was closer than me, but it looked like he intercepted it and fell in bounds before he rolled out.
Couldn't tell if his right foot, as he was facing back toward the quarterback, was touching down out-of-bounds when he snatched the interception or not. But it's ruled incomplete. Third down and 2.5 to go for a first down for Greenville. Line of scrimmage, the Green Wave 38. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. 14-7 Sydney. Three receivers far right for Hayden Bush. He rolls this way. Still rolling. Sydney in pursuit. Hayden Bush is going to go down. He is spilled for a quarterback sack at the 32-yard line. A host of black jerseys, gold numbers in there. Wow. What pursuit by, I think, Brennan Barnes and Jaden Swiger.
Well, they tried to flood a side that time, and the quarterback rolling out to throw. He had three different receivers at three different levels, and the pressure got to him. He couldn't even cock his arm to try to throw it.
Nope. Jaden Swiger ran him down from the rear, and Greenville's got to punt from the Green Wave 21-yard line. Nolan Curtis who also plays some running back, kicks it. Sidney nearly blocks it. It's extremely high, near sideline, hits at the 39 of Sidney. Look at the kick. It rolls some more inside the 25-23-yard line. And that's where Sidney starts, first and 10, leading 14-7, 4:45 left to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was a 43-yard punt, and again, most of it on the bounce.
Right. Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics after 55 years. Family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. And to support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger. Say hello to Craig. Discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. And again, your contact for employment opportunities, Craig Fissinger at Superior Aluminum in Rushi. 3-yard gain, Sidney, setting up a 2nd and 7 Yellow Jackets at their own 26 with 4:24 remaining in quarter number 2. And Sidney up a touchdown, 14-7. Donovan Johnson's got 3 receivers flanked right, 3 down linemen up front for Greenville. Green wave expecting pass. E.J. Davis split very wide to the far side, and Sidney fools the defense and runs the ball. Holding foul, though. Run is good for about 10 or 12 yards. It's a first down gallop on the play by Martex Harris, but it's negated.
And it was on the opposite side of where he ran the football. That was totally unnecessary.
Chuck, this Harris has been a force.
I like him. He's got some good size and very good quickness, good quick feet.
Now, this is a dimension of the Sidney football team. The Yellow Jackets offense needs a good ground attack, a ball carrier who's feared, in addition to the quarterback, a running back who has to be spied on by a couple linebackers that can eventually free up that passing game to E.J. Davis and company.
Well, he's 5'9", 200 pounds with quickness. If you're a defensive back and he's running at you, you're hoping he trips over you.
The penalty is a -7, and Sidney in the offensive backfield deals on the play to Martex. No luck this time. Upended right at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a foot or two. So it's 3rd down for Sidney. 18 to go for a 1st down from the Yellow Jackets 16-yard line. 3:19 left here in the second quarter. Second period rapidly getting away from us.
It is. And Sidney right here, you got to run something safe. The last thing you want to do is turn the ball over inside your own 20 or 30 this late in the first half.
Greenville's got all its timeouts remaining and will receive the football to start the third quarter. Deep drop by the quarterback. Wide open receiver, middle of the field, in the hands of the wide out and out. Oh, my goodness. That was Sam Reynolds, I think, wasn't it?
E.J. Davis.
No, it's E.J. Four.
It went right through his hands, and I'll tell you, it was a great pass, and if he catches that, he was thinking touchdown. He didn't secure the catch first.
E.J. angled over the middle. It was a quick post. It was on the numbers. He had a good chance at the football. It was in his chest at the 34.
I don't think anybody touches him if he catches that pass.
He's off to the races for certain. Instead, it's 4th and big yardage, and Sidney punts. It's booted from inside the 5. Everybody runs away from it. It's rolling, trickling to a stop at the 49 of Sidney. Greenville takes over. 3 timeouts remaining. 2:40 on the clock. 14-7. Sidney in the lead over Greenville. That was a good defensive stand by the Green Wave. Penalty helped put Sidney in a hole.
I just got a score. Marion in the first quarter leads Versailles 13-3.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess when Marion's winning, beginning, it's not shocking, but we saw for sales last week, and we thought they were kind of a juggernaut on offense. And but boy, you go to Marion, you're going to be in a tussle.
Well, what I would do if I'm defending Versailles, I'd put 7-8 in the box, stop the run,
absolutely,
and make Versailles have to throw the football.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, Marion's coaching staff's been there forever, and they probably know more about it than we do.
Exactly. You know, Tim Goodwin and his staff at Marion Local have devised a strategy to slow down that run game and force Versailles into second and third and long. Well, the Green Wave now a chance to do something about this 7-point deficit, final 2:36 of the second period, 14-7 Sydney. Here's a late pitch on the play by Bush. Bush to short. Short bobbles. Bobbles again. It's on the ground. Sydney on a recovery at the 50-yard line. Brock Short wanted to go too quickly without securing the pitch out from Hayden Bush. He juggled some more, and when he was contacted, he didn't have the ball in his grasp solidly, and he simply lost it. Sydney was Johnny on the spot.
Well, the thing is, if he catches that pitch cleanly, he's got at least a first down, at least.
Yes, he's got every bit of 15 yards on that play to the far side of the field, down to maybe the Sydney 35 or so. Nonetheless, Miscue, Greenville, Sydney now with a chance to register the final points of the second quarter and go up two scores. Here's Donovan Johnson way, way, way back behind the line of scrimmage and alertly 11 yards behind the line back at his own 39, throws it up the field beyond the Greenville bench.
Yeah, good choice.
Out of bounds, incomplete. Second and 10, Sydney. 2:23 to go here in the second quarter. 14-7 lead, Sydney. Very critical part of this game. Sydney kicks off to start the third quarter. Boy, two touchdown lead by Sydney heading into halftime would be significant.
Spradlin has come in now to the running back.
Spradlin for Harris alongside Donovan Johnson, who fakes to Spradlin. Donovan keeps, makes a man miss between right guard and tackle.
Wow.
Stood up and decked. Pancake backwards.
That was short.
Yep. Brock Short put the shoulder into Donovan Johnson. Unloaded on him at the 45 as Donovan paid the price. Third and five for Sydney. An incompletion, then a five-yard advance. Line of scrimmage, the Greenville 45-yard line. Boy, you'd think if you were the Green Wave, Chuck, wouldn't you use a timeout?
Well, I think you do it after this play.
Okay. Two receivers left, two to the right for Johnson. We've got E.J. Davis split 10 yards to the left. And outside him is Mitchell Davis. And we've got a timeout by Sydney.
They didn't like the play call, and then the play clock was down to 4.
Minute 36 to go till halftime. Sydney 14, Greenville 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, longtime, four-decade sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Wow, was he amazing?
Oh, yeah.
He turned out sports page after sports page. And when I say sports page each night of the week, I mean three, four pages.
I knew. I've known Ken since we were in junior high. He was at Pequot Catholic, and I was at Wilder.
Ken tells me that 0-2 Canton McKinley leads 2-0 Huber Heights Wayne, 21-0 third quarter. Thanks, Ken.
They're in the third quarter already? My goodness.
13-3, Marion Local leads Versailles, first half at Marion. Third and five, Sidney. Here's a quick slant thrown to E.J. Davis. He catches it the 42, tries to get extra yards, a couple short of a first down. He lurches, nearly lost the ball, got to the 41, missed it but 2 feet. Fourth down for Sidney. Yellow Jackets quickly, line of scrimmage. 1:18 to go, first half. 14-7, Sidney leads. And Sidney in the offensive backfield, a fake handoff, then a run to the 40. That's the line to gain. It's going to result on a measurement that's going to decide whether it's Greenville ball or Sidney fall.
Boy, they didn't give him a very good spot.
No measurement needed. Sidney's line to gain was the 40. Nose of the football is about 3 inches short of the 40. And Greenville takes over.
Now he got stopped on the initial hit, but he fell forward, and he was closer to the 39 than he was the 41.
And Chuck, the ball was just now respotted by the officials, and actually now it looks like the nose of the football is on the 40.
And I never understood, if it's turnover on downs, shouldn't the football be flipped the other way? They gain the length of a football every time you turn it over on downs.
A minute 12 to go in the second quarter, 14-7 Sidney. Greenville now from its 40. Here's Bush, here's Short. Short's fed the ball. He plows left guard. He's got 7 to the 47.
That was Griffin Moore, and I'll tell you what, that might have been a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
He got to the linebackers, almost to the secondary, and then he got into the third level and made a man or two miss. He might have gone for 6. Hayden Bush, rollout, very wide to the left, makes a man miss. Look at him run at 6'4". He jumps over a tackler at the 45 of Sidney, hurdles him to the 42 or 3. He's got the first down with 44 seconds on the clock. 14-7 Sidney, late second quarter. Greenville's got it outside the 40. Like to remind the radio station board operator that when this first half comes to a close in just a couple of minutes or so, we will have a 3-minute radio break. 3-minute radio break in a couple minutes or so. 14-7 Sidney. It has been a close, entertaining football game through two periods, Chuck.
Yeah, it's been a good game. I mean, it's the opening kickoff. That's always exciting to see a kickoff return for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And both teams have moved the ball some, but the defense has stiffened when they needed to, and that's why we're looking at 14-7.
Yeah, we've seen some exciting plays, some big plays, like this Martex Harris for Sidney. He's been a force running it. Of course, Brock Short for Greenville, despite being a marked man, he's had a good night. He's a short guy, as you might think, by virtue of that last name, Brock Short, 5'8", 155. But he is a human bowling ball. And he takes the pitch here and might throw. Rolls right at the 48. Uncorks it to the 21. Sidney diagnoses it well. Two defenders in front of the receiver. A little jostling going on. Oh, that's a weak flag on Sidney.
The two defenders in front of the receiver. Yeah. How do you throw a flag on that?
Ignore it. Play on. And they're going to talk about it. And it should be waved off. That is a cheap pass interference.
Offensive pass interference.
That's the better call. Because you described it perfectly, Chuck. The receiver was behind the two defenders who had position.
Yep, so he obviously pushed to try to get in between them. I think, again, no call on that is probably a better call.
Yeah, I agree. And no call or on the offense. So now with 36 seconds to go, Greenville's got to retreat.
Now I don't think you do anything. You give Short the ball and let him try to best something.
Because you received the ball to start the third quarter. You're down just one touchdown. New line of scrimmage, the 42 for Greenville. It is first and 25. 15-yard penalty stepped off from the line of scrimmage. 36 seconds remaining here in the first half. Let's see what Hayden Bush does. He wants to throw. He's back at his 33. Here's a late delivery to Short in the flat. Oh, a good run by him. Makes a man miss. Another. Makes another miss. 35-30. Look at him fly. 25-21. Out of bounds. Brock Short turned a 10 or 15-yard gain into plenty. What'd you go for, Chuck? About 40?
37.
Woo. 24 seconds.
What?
to go. First and 10, Greenville now thinking 7 points.
He looked like Chris Olave on that run.
First and 10, Green Wave outside the 20 of Sydney. Here's Aiden Bush. A lot of time in the pocket. Oh, plenty of time. End zone throw. He missed two receivers. Wow. Both were fairly open, Chuck.
Had a lot of time to throw it.
That ball's on the money. It's six with ease. Second and 10, Greenville, 16 seconds to go here in the first half. Sydney leads it 14-7.
I like the fact that Ohio High School has now gone to, after a play like that, the 40 seconds that they started right after the end of the play instead of going to the 25-second clock each time.
Yep, I like that too.
Anna leads Parkway 20-7. Loramie leads Covington, no surprise, 21-0.
1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Four Greenville's Hayden Bush. Second and 10. Looks that way. Fires end zone. Wide open receiver. Down and out. Near the pylon. 9 yards deep in the corner. Got it. Touchdown. Green Wave.
Jack Royer on the reception.
Royer hauled it in. Beautifully worked by Greenville. Nice execution. Sydney's defenders were sucked in toward the hash mark as a late back or two for Greenville flooded the area down around the five. Sydney was duped, left the wideout. Royer open. Extra point try by Greenville to knock the count with 9 seconds to go. On to boot it is Ernst. It's snapped back and kicked, and it's away. Plenty long and high enough, and it's in the middle. Game tied at 14. Good rally by the Green Wave late in the second. Chuck, we'll keep it right here and tell our listeners about Myers on North Main in Botkins. We are a favorite for the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is only $12.50, served after 4. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. To phone ahead, 937-693-8271. Place your carryout, 693-8271. That's Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better.
We're always looking for a new place to go. We like to travel around and go to different restaurants. We're going to try it.
That's a great spot. It sure is. Myers in Botkins. Nice local hangout, and the omelets in the morning, I understand, are super. I'll meet you at 5 a.m. at Myers. How about that?
With Bloody Marys and an omelet. That sounds perfect.
Here's the kickoff with seconds running down. Returned by Sydney. Far hash mark. Uh-oh. Nearly broken. Shoestring tackle at the 41, and the clock expires. Our radio station break is upcoming. Let's see, though, Chuck, if there is a penalty. How about that?
Crampton made a touchdown-saving tackle right there.
And on the return, was that Spradlin?
Yes.
Yep. Beautiful dash up the field by Spradlin. Had a wave of blockers in front. And if he gets around Crampton, it's see you later, another kickoff return for 6.
Well, Crampton tackled him right at the ankles. I mean, it was a heck of a tackle because if not, he was gone.
Ball marked for play at the Sydney 40. Final play, first half. Then our radio station 3-minute break is upcoming on cue. Snap back to Donovan Johnson, down to one knee, and that will do it. Very entertained, tightly played first half.
Yeah, it was.
We thought it would be close, and it's every bit that. It's tied up. A deadlock. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. It's our radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Well, what a sight, Chuck, here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. 30-0, major meaning tonight. It is the 50th anniversary of those 68, 69, and 70 teams that went 10-0, 10-0, 10-0, and I count 30 former players and coaches here being recognized on the near hash mark right now.
Well, we talked before the game. What an accomplishment. Are you kidding? 10-0, three straight years in a very, very competitive football league. And it just shows you how good they were and how well coached they were.
I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on thanks to WMVR's fine sponsors as well. Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. In a bright yellow shirt at the 45-yard line, I see John Wiggins. He was the 1969 MVP.
Looks like he can still play.
Yes. Outstanding running back. In fact, I kid him during the upcoming interview. He was 5'9", 165 back then. He's now 5'9", 170.
Yeah, yeah, he looks like he's put on a lot of weight.
John Wiggins, outstanding runner for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. He went on to Miami, by the way, yeah, where he was a wide receiver, was John Wiggins. He had a 45-year professional career after a degree in business administration from Miami, about 25 years in business management, 20 in human resources. I spoke with John about 4 or 5 days ago, and he talked about his journey after graduating from Sydney and Miami University.
When I graduated from school in 1974, got out of Miami, I went into the management training program for Kmart Corporation, and I worked for them for 25 years. But their philosophy was to move you around quite a bit to gain different perspectives and experience. So,
but as a running back, you like to move.
Yeah, as a running back, not so much fun moving with a family. But I started out in Detroit, Michigan, and that was quite a challenge. Coming from Sydney and going to Detroit was a challenge. Then I went to Louisville, Kentucky. Then I went back to Michigan to Kalamazoo. And then since I survived Detroit, they sent me back to Detroit again.
Okay.
Then I worked in Columbus. I worked in Fort Wayne, and I worked in Cincinnati and in Dayton during those 25 years. And after that, in 2000, I met my wife Peggy. I got remarried, met Peggy. I moved to Lima.
Okay.
And I switched careers and went into human resources, where the first 5 years I worked at ConAgra Foods in Sydney.
Yes.
And I also worked in human resources for Medicote. Besides that, I had some temp jobs. I worked at Procter & Gamble, and then I worked, been working lately part-time for ServiceMaster, and I am ready to retire come December.
John, during those 45 years after Miami University and after Sydney High School, during your many professional days and months and years, you found your way back to Sydney, Ohio to keep tab of your Yellow Jackets, right?
Yes, I did. I had a younger brother, Wayne, that played, and he broke some records, so I watched him. And recently I watched the team that went to the playoffs that had Gordon and Bowser. So
yep.
I have been back a few times to watch them play.
Now, you starred for the Yellow Jackets in 68, fall of 69 as well, graduated in 1970. I know you were kidding when you told me that you got to rest in the second halves of most of those games in 68, but judging from the scores, you were telling me the truth, only one close call.
Yeah, in 68 we had played against Bell Fountain that had two outstanding players, Gale Clark and Jesse Williams, and both of those two guys had played as freshmen, which was kind of unheard of back then, but they played all 4 years. And
and Bill Fountain owned a 3-game winning streak over Sydney heading into that 68 season.
Yeah, they did. I think they won the championship every year they had been there. So I think we were the only team that beat those guys during those 4 years. So,
and you got a big lead over Bill Fountain in 68. It was game four, and then Bill Fountain came roaring back and made it a 7-point contest in the fourth period. Final tally, 35-28.
Yeah, we had a big lead, 35. I think they scored the first touchdown, and then we ran off 35 points. I remember Mike Flanagan had an interception for a touchdown, and I think he returned a punt for a touchdown, and I had like a 20-yard run for a touchdown. But, yeah, we had a big lead, and man, they came really roaring back, and they scored 20 points during that time and had the ball when time ran out. So hearing that gun go off was a big relief.
Hey, for head coach Haynes, what was your favorite play? What were the numbers? What was called in the huddle that meant John Wiggins was going to get the football and had a good crack at breaking one? What did you like to hear? What was the play call you loved?
Big plays were option right and option left. They were 88 to the right and 89 to the left. That was our favorite play. And Steve Williams was a quarterback, and he was a great runner. So they had to respect him. So a lot of times he did pitch me the ball. So that was our bread and butter plays both years.
Every now and then you had to block. Oftentimes you had blocking help. You told me a story about one occasion, maybe it happened more than once, when you didn't have blocking help and you ran into Jack Lambert, who was playing for Kent State. This is when you were at Miami. Of course, Jack Lambert went on and starred for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that was my claim to fame. My senior year, we played it up at Kent State in the snow, and that was for the championship of the MAC at that time. And at that time, when you blocked as a wide receiver, we would double team. I would double team the linebacker with the tight end. Well, the first time we ran a sweep, the tight end got the block, and Jack didn't see me coming. So, and we cleaned his clock the first time we ran a sweep. The next time we ran a sweep, the tight end missed the block, and it was like a gnat hitting a brick wall. So,
but you made it through. You're still here.
Yeah, I made it through. Barely, but I made it through.
Hey, you were 5'9", 165 back then. You're looking mighty good. You're probably 5'9", 170 now.
Yeah, pretty close.
What's the clue to keeping so trim and fit?
Oh, that's a good question. Just exercise, keeping active. Of course, I don't run anymore. I like to hit that little white golf ball. So,
okay. And we're talking with John Wiggins, who played high school football at Sydney in 68 and 69, two of the 3 years, 68 through 70, when Sydney went 30-0. It is a reunion celebration week honoring players from those teams. A number are deceased. Many still living, quite a few returning for activities this week here at Sydney High School. Who do you recall hanging with? Who were the jokesters? Who made you laugh? Tell me about some of your teammates, John.
I guess hanging out was Bill Hudson and Tom Callahan and those guys, but the jokesters probably were Tom Callahan and Tom Kramer. The Friday during our home football game, we would have a dinner. I remember a steak, a baked potato, and toast. After eating, we would go lay down for like an hour or so. But there was always a lot of giggling and laughter and stuff going on. And you could figure those two guys were probably up to something.
In 1969, 10-0 again, 1970 as well. You graduated in 70, so your last football year at Sydney was in 69. Had a close call with Bill Fountain once again, and a real tight one-pointer with Lima Shawnee.
Yeah, that Shawnee game was definitely, it was a midway point, it was a turning point, and they really had a good team also, but they were ahead like 12-6 going into the last 5 minutes, and our quarterback, Bruce Williams, threw a pass to Tim Zorn and scored a touchdown, and Dave Ross kicked the extra point. So for me, the highlight was early in the first half when he scored a 95-yard touchdown. So
you went 95 for a TD?
Yeah.
Woo, did you collapse at the end of that run?
Pretty much. Mike Flanagan got a great, I remember him getting a great block, and that's probably how I made the last 10 yards because I was definitely out of gas. So
then at Miami University in Oxford, you switched from running back to wide receiver, average about 14 yards per reception for the Redskins, today called the Redhawks.
We didn't pass the ball too much. We were definitely a running team, but it was a great experience. My senior year there, we also went undefeated. We beat Purdue that year. We beat South Carolina, and we beat Florida down in the swamp, which was really a great game.
John, highlight that coaching staff at Sydney High School when you played. It was superb. Obviously, the leadership was excellent, and they guided you to the three undefeated seasons in a row, two in which you played. But Coach Haynes was just marvelous every way imaginable.
Yeah, he was really a good coach. He was tough, but he was a good coach. We also had Frank Fode, Bill Takas. Of course, the coach that taught me everything I knew was Lou Blackford. He was my coach. So we also had Tom Holman, who later went on to coach at Greenville and coached in college. So we had a great collection of coaches.
Now the words of John Wiggins, who played for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, 10-0 teams in 68 and 69. That 69 team went 10 and zip, had that 13-12 win over Lima Shawnee. That was win number 16 of the 30, right smack dab in the middle of the second season. And John recapped it for you several minutes ago during that interview, noting that Dave Ross kicked the game-winning extra point with about 5 minutes left to boost Sydney to a one-point advantage, 13-12. And then Sydney had to stiffen on a touchdown drive, or at least what Lima Shawnee thought would be a touchdown drive, in the last few minutes of the game. Sydney held on to win at 13-12. Had a close encounter with Bell Fountain the week before, 13-6, but breezed through other games in 69, and as John mentioned, Chuck, in 68, he didn't play in a lot of the fourth and third quarters of those games. Wow, one big win after another, except for week four, 35-28 over Bell Fountain. 1, 2, 3, 4 shutouts.
I was going to say, they gave up 48 points in two games to Lima Shawnee and Bell Fountain. Other than that, nobody scored more than 8 on them in a game.
Right, right. Oh, what a last couple days it's been. Now, I counted 30 players and coaches here for the 50th anniversary of the 30-0 era, 68, 69, and 70, when the Sydney Yellow Jackets had three football teams go 10-0, 10-0, 10-0. And so many thanks to Dave Ross, the coordinator of the event this week. It was to have happened a year ago because of the health crisis, postponed here to 2021, and we are so tickled we could be a small part of it here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. We are still about 7 minutes or so away from the start of the second half of this game. It is a lengthy halftime. We're prepared. We've got stats for you now.
Yep.
14-14 tie if you've just joined us. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. Game opened with an 85-yard touchdown run on the kickoff return by Spradlin for Sydney. Greenville responded to tie the game up at 7. Sydney bolted back on top by 7 at 14-7. And Greenville scored on a nice pass play deep in the corner of the end zone in the final minute plus of the second period of play. And we are knotted 14-all at the break. Chuck, what do the stats look like? Are they close, much like the scoreboard?
Well, actually, Greenville's got 90 more yards than the Yellow Jackets. That kickoff return, you don't add that into total yardage. And if you did, it would absolutely be even.
Right.
But Greenville started two drives, just started two drives inside the Sydney 10. Came away with no points on those two. So, I mean, that was a good job by the Yellow Jackets defense, or this could be, you know, a Greenville one or two score lead. 14 rushes for the Yellow Jackets, 58 yards. 4-10 throwing the ball, 63 for a total of 121. 6 first downs, turned the ball over twice in the first half on fumbles. Greenville, on the other hand, 21 rushes, 127 yards, 6-11 passing for 85, 212 total. 9 first downs, they turned the ball over one time also. So Greenville's got a one lead and then in the turnover thing. But we're at 14-14, and again, that 85-yard touchdown run was the equalizer in the first half for the Yellow Jackets.
Chuck, I think this could very well be an overtime game. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's not 21-all or 28-all,
yep,
24 minutes from now at the end of the fourth quarter.
Right.
What do you think the big key to the second half is?
Well, I mean, Greenville's got to figure out a way to keep Brock Short from getting out into the secondary, because the kid, boy, he is shifty, and he does a great job of getting around people. Sydney, on the other hand, ran the ball well, had two or three holding penalties that really put a hurt on them in the first half. So they need to cut back on their penalties and find Short, because that kid is the key for Greenville.
Yeah, Martex Harris, a bright spot for the Yellow Jackets in the first two quarters.
Yeah, he had two 19-yard runs on consecutive plays. But they didn't run the ball incredibly well. 14 rushes for 56 yards. That's about 4 yards a carry. That's not horrible.
E.J. Davis has got to be more of a factor.
Well, he is so quick, and if they can get him the ball out in space, he's impossible to catch if he gets his head of steam going.
And the Yellow Jackets, if they give Aiden Bush a lot of time, that puts a lot of pressure on your defensive secondary,
right,
and it's really difficult to defend for 6-7 seconds, which Sydney had to do on Greenville's last drive.
Well, we've had three interference calls, two defensive and one offensive.
Right.
A lot of times you don't see a pass interference call in any high school game.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying anything about the officials. I'm sure they're calling what they're seeing, but you don't see a lot of those. So that's a bulk for the first half.
That's our halftime report on this game, Sydney 14, Greenville 14. A report presented by American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, 14-14 tie at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
And welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is a 14-14 tie, just a few minutes away from the start of the third quarter. We have a three-minute radio station break coming up in just a matter of seconds. So our board operator at WMVR should stand by. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, local delivery to Jackson and Bodkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 101 East Pike, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. It's our radio station break upcoming for 3 minutes. Sydney 14, Greenville 14 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We commence the second half of this game with a kickoff by Sydney to the 5-yard line. Run back with the green wave to the near side, all the way across the field from the 5 to the 25. About a 50-yard return sideways, Chuck, netting 20.
Well, that was Brock Short, and I'll tell you what, I like this word. He's shifty. I mean, the way he moves his feet when he's in traffic, it's impressive.
He sure is.
What a nice transfer for Greenville.
Oh, yeah. He played at Goshen in Indiana a year ago, had lived in Greenville several years back. And he is like a human bowling ball, real difficult to knock off his pins. Great balance, a good vision, as you have noted several times tonight. Greenville 14, Sydney 14, first down run play as we launch action here in the third quarter. It's Brock Short banging up the middle for 3 yards from the 25.5 to about the 28.5. Second down, a little more than 7 to go for a first down. Sydney needs to do a real good job on first down, keeping Greenville at 4 yards or less. More often than not, closer to 3. So it's second down and 8 for the Green Wave, who flash 2 receivers to the left. Man in motion, gets the toss. It's a sweep. Look out. It's Short. He's burning the sideline. Speeding to the 50. 45-40. Black shirts in pursuit. Short is caught from behind. A touchdown prevented at the 35-yard line. Sydney maybe lost track where Short was. He was flanked out to the right side, came in motion, jet sweep to the left, and my, oh my, in a flash, Chuck, he was around all 21 players on the field.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
First and 10, Greenville from the Sydney 35, opening minute, 20 seconds, third quarter, tied at 14, a pre-snap foul.
Offsides, the Yellow Jackets. You know, you're right over the ball.
Yep.
No excuse for being offsides.
Nope, you don't need to make a movement defensively till you see the ball make a movement.
Easier for us to say that than them not getting ready to try to come off the snap there.
Exactly, exactly. Those defensive linemen are geared up to make a play. Instead there, Greenville gets a free 5, first and 5 from the 30. Here's Hayden Bush. Mark Mann in the offensive backfield gets the nod. It's Short, and he's piled on right now. No gain.
That was Jaden Swigger.
Job well done, Miss Swigger. He was all over Brock Short, jumped on his back and rode him to the turf. Might have lost a foot. So a 5-yard penalty, and then a running play with nothing earned. So it's second and 5, Greenville. 31 of Sydney. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. Man in motion across the formation is Bryant Millian. Deep handoff, offensive backfield. Running play stymied at the 28. Brock Short, short gain, maybe 2, 2.5. New line of scrimmage, 28.5 of Sydney. Line to gain, the 25. Third down upcoming.
Well, that free 5 yards they gave him on first down offsides makes it more manageable for the Green Wave now.
Yep, 4-down territory, no doubt. They've got 2 plays here, third down and fourth down, to pick up 3. 2 receivers left. Quarterback Bush calls his own number, fakes it to Short, and he dives over left guard to the 25 or 6, real close to a first down. A flag flew in at the side of the tackle. Bush was aided by a hold just as he angled outside left guard, and Sydney will benefit.
I'm not sure that maybe they think they get paid per penalty, but this is a lot of penalties in a high school football game so far tonight.
And you usually don't see one, Chuck, on a quick run by the quarterback between left guard and tackle. Officials had x-ray vision on that one.
Well, he's 20 yards, the official that threw that's 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Third and 9 after the penalty for Greenville at the Sydney 34. 7-yard drop to Bush, now 10-yard drop. Scampers out of the pocket, rolling right on the dead run, whistles the ball for a receiver. It is through his hands at the 22. Intended for Dominic Baker. He was available. Just could not get enough glue on the fingers to snatch it.
Well, the pass had a lot of mustard on it.
Yes, it did.
I'm hungry, so I'm starting to talk at that. Now we got food next to me here. That's
we're joined up here by Sydney Director of Athletics, Mitch Hoying. How you doing? Great program tonight. Loved it. 50th anniversary of the 30-0 era. 10-0 Sydney in 68, 69, and 70. And about 30 players and coaches were able to return. Fourth and 9, possession down here for the Green Wave, who go for it and throw it far side of the field. Great D in the secondary by Sydney. Jackets break it up at the 13. E.J. Davis on the coverage of Baumgartner. It's no good, incomplete. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets take over. Isaiah Clark,
yep.
Give credit where it's due. Good hustle in the secondary by Clark. And with 8:39 to go in the third, Sydney football at the Jackets 34 with the game tied at 14.
Well, he absolutely saved a first down that time. That was going to be an easy first down for Greenville.
Yep, let's see if the Jackets can get something going. Sydney's first possession, second half of this game. Contest even at 14. Running play, offensive backfield. It's Martex Harris. He slowed. Progress is stalled. Down he goes. A negative 2.
That was Crampton again, and we've called his number a lot on defense.
New line of scrimmage for Sydney at the 32. 8:18 to go, third quarter. Greenville gave up a load of points, Chuck, the first 2 weeks, and I'm having a hard time figuring out why. Here is a fake to Harris. Little bubble screen to the left. Nice reception. Short run after the catch. 34, 35, 37 for Mitchell Davis as the play allowed Sydney to get the ball advanced over the 35, leaving Sydney about 7 or 8 short of a first down. Third coming up. Well, I might try the same play to the other side of the field. Three receivers, trips that way. Oh, here's a bomb, arched immediately by Donovan Johnson on the dead run. Sydney catches at the 37, 30, out of bounds, 28-yard line. Wow, over the shoulder grab, but Sam Reynolds.
41 yards.
Donovan Johnson took the snap in the spread, Chuck, and he unleashed the pass immediately, and Reynolds just ran underneath.
But you had to be sitting here, Sydney fan, going, what are you doing? Great play.
Johnson fakes to Harris. Donovan tries to wriggle free in the offensive backfield. He's hemmed in and dropped at the 28 or 29. Second down and 10 for Sydney. 5 minutes gone. Third quarter. Still tied. 14. Sydney 14. Greenville 14. Little brown jug at stake. First win for one of these two teams. On the line here tonight. Special evening, 50th anniversary of the three Sydney 30-0 football teams in 68, 69, and 70. Here's a run around left in by the Yellow Jackets. Good open field tackle by Greenville of Harris at the 26 or 27. Bryant Million.
Million, yep.
Upset the ball carrier. That was a clinic. Neatly done. Sets up a third and 9 for Sydney. Big play. Line of scrimmage is at the Greenville 20, what, Chuck, 7? 6?
Yeah, 27. Well, I'll tell you what, that time you really thought Harris, he had a lane. If he gets around that corner, I think he may score.
Yep.
That was a nice tackle.
Well done by Million. Half the third quarter in the books. 14 all tie, 39 Sydney, rolling right, goes Donovan, still rolling behind the line toward the sideline. Late delivery, toward the first down post in the vicinity of the 18 or 19. Out of bounds toss, no good, incomplete.
That was Reynolds again. He made the catch, but it was just out of bounds. That was a heck of a catch.
Now you try a field goal to take the lead, and it's not going to be a short one.
No, but boy, I'll tell you what, watching him kick off, he's got a leg.
Here we go. Carson Taylor will try a 44-yarder. Line of scrimmage, the 27. Ball will be placed down by Donovan Johnson at the 34. Taylor will left foot it, soccer style. Good snap, good hold. Kick for Taylor, end over end. It lights on the ground about a yard or two deep in the end zone. Short, no good.
He didn't get a full piece of the ball that time.
Nope, and the Green Wave take over at their own 20-yard line on what essentially becomes a touchback. First and 10, Greenville. A little more than halfway through the third, 14-14 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the Big Boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And here we go, Greenville on first and 10. Big play from the 20. It's Brock Short, a burst of speed around the left side. Makes a man miss another. Black shirts dive at his feet. And it winds up being a gallop of 17 by Brock Short.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he is the real deal. What a heck of a football player he is. We got a player down for Sydney. It looks like a cramp.
We'll take this opportunity, Chuck, with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. And the game knotted at 14 apiece to tell you about Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and quickly built an excellent reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. As your local Lennox dealer, we're proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor quality products. And we offer flexible financing options, too. That's Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Also in Anna, Riemann Drywall, providing professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, just a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall work done right the Riemann way. First and 10, Greenville, Green Wave 37. Little misdirection, offensive backfield. It's Brock Short. He manages to extricate himself out of the first tackle at the 35 and get to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
Well, and Wheeler, I'll tell you what, he came out from the defensive backfield and made a heck of a play.
Yeah, good play by Jai Wheeler, another Yellow Jacket shaken up. And that will give us...
That was Wheeler. I think he's back up.
There we go. No opportunity for a break unless a timeout has been called. Keep in mind a couple of scores for you. Versailles did overtake Marion Local late second quarter, 17-13. Yep. Tigers over the Flyers at intermission at Maria Stein.
The last score I had, we had Lormie up 21-0 on Covington and Anna leading Parkway 20-7.
5-minute mark, third quarter, pre-snap penalty coming up on second and 10 for Greenville at the Green Wave 37. 5-yard step off against Greenville. Second down all over again, and 15 to go for a first down. 7 minutes gone, second half, still a stalemate at 14. One receiver left, two to the right for Bush, who's got two backs in with him. Excellent protection. Long, high throw. Triple coverage, Sydney. Ball on the ground at the 37, incomplete.
Boy, their pass plays, it's just to throw it up and everybody goes after it.
Exactly. Baumgartner was trying to go under the pop fly down inside the 40-yard line. Sydney was all over it.
They had three people around him defensively, and I'll tell you what, he almost made the catch laying on the ground.
He did. Third and 15, clock stops, 4:46 to go, third quarter.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is going to be our first game that doesn't have a running clock in the second half.
Well, the clock's not running now because the pass was incomplete.
See, our other games would be running.
Four people flanked, two each way. Passing down for Bush. Dumps it in the flat. He's going to let Short do the work. Catches at the 30, scurries to the 37. He's spilled. He gained about 4 or 5. Fourth and 11, Greenville at the Green Wave, 36.
That was well defended. They had three guys out there making sure he wasn't going to get a good cutback on him.
Yeah, there were 4 or 5 Yellow Jackets who had number 2 on their mind. Back in deep punt formation is Nolan Curtis for Greenville at his 25. Let's see if he allows a Jackets return. And we've got a timeout called by Sydney. Time in for this commercial message. 4:08 to go, third quarter, 14-14 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll highlight them for you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Fourth and 11. Ooh, back behind the line, about 8 yards is the punter for Greenville, in pretty snug. Sydney might have gotten a piece of the punt. Ball out of bounds at the Greenville 46. Jackets will take superb field position.
When he lined up, I thought he's 5 yards closer than normal, and then he paid for it.
Didn't make sense.
They got a hand on it because they drilled him, and if they hadn't touched the ball, it would have been roughing the kicker, so they had to have touched the punt.
Right.
They're discussing something over here, but he touched the ball.
It appeared to be some sort of a boo-boo by Greenville in the punt formation alignment, and Sydney benefits with a first and 10 from the Yellow Jacket 49. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Thanks to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Here's Martex Harris, outside right tackle, sliding up ahead over the 50-45 of Greenville, pulled to the turf at the 43. Second down and 2.5 or 3 to go for Sydney. 3.5 to go in the third. It's been a scoreless third quarter after the teams racked up 28 between them in the first half. Two receivers far right for the quarterback, Donovan Johnson. Over the ball at center, Brennan Barnes. Short run play, a plunge, pickup of a foot, that's it. Third and short, Sydney. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? It's pumpkin pie time at Frisch's. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. Secure, calm, and Minster, S-E-C-U-R, calm. SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. Here's Martex Harris. His progress is stymied behind the line. He's stalled at the line of scrimmage, the 43 of Greenville. Good penetration by the Green Wave, who force a fourth and two. At least I thought it was fourth and two.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Scoreboard late in registering. Fourth down instead of third. Sydney in four down territory. Big play here. If Sydney fails to make it, Greenville gets pretty good field position. 7 or 8 yards short of the 50. Here's Donovan Johnson. He's going to pass after the fake handoff. Dumps it left flat. It is complete on the play to Mitchell Davis. Safe play. Well done.
Yes, sir.
That's been practiced a few times for the Jackets. It's good to the 39. Short pass, short run. That's all Sydney needed.
All right. Yeah, that was very quick. They had it well blocked out there.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Two receivers right, two left. Deep drop, pursuit coming. Donovan Johnson being tackled, unloads a shuffle pass into the flat. Caught by Martex Harris, who nets a yard or two, and that's it. Greenville nearly subdued Donovan Johnson for a sack. But a late flip on the play to Martex Harris. Gain of 1, 2nd and 9, Sydney. Final, a minute 45 of a scoreless third quarter, a 14-14 stalemate.
Well, they had a blitz on that time, and I didn't catch which back picked it up, but somebody got just enough of a piece of him that he could get that pass off.
Yeah, just chipped him a little bit. Fake to Harris. Johnson keeps right up the gut behind Barnes, stacked at the 35. Ball might have been momentarily loose after the whistle. Third down, third and about 7 to go for a first down for Sydney at the Greenville 35. Jackets don't show signs of being able to run for it right now, Chuck.
Well, I mean, they've had some pretty good bursts, but they've not run the ball consistently tonight.
Nope. Call it 3rd and 6. Minute 16, minute 15, minute 14, late third quarter. 14-14 tie. Line of scrimmage, the Greenville 35. Donovan Johnson rolls right. Oh, here come a flood of white jerseys. The pass down to the 30 is popped up in the air by Greenville, which had double coverage on Reynolds. Incomplete. Fourth down, Sydney. 35.5 of Greenville. Tricky play call here for head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney.
Well, you got to think, if you punt, you're going to put them really deep. But I think 4th and 6 in a tie game, I'd like the fact he's going to go for it.
Line of scrimmage right at the 35 of Greenville. Nose of the ball is there. Line to gain is down at the 29. Two receivers right. Donovan Johnson looks that way. Here comes Greenville, forcing Johnson out of the pocket. Late delivery right side beyond the numbers. It's good. Caught at the 23-yard line. Jumping into the air, making himself a real good frame to catch it, was E.J. Davis. A good shield by Davis got his body in between the defender and the football.
That was a heck of a catch and a nice throw on the run.
Indeed. Well done by Donovan Johnson. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. 1st and 10, Sydney. Line of scrimmage, 23 of Greenville. Snap is rolled back to Donovan, who gets it, and he immediately scoots up the middle, wriggling inside the 26, or I should say inside the 21, 20. Ball marked for play there, 2nd down and 7. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Yellow Jackets don't need to run another play. Play clock's at 27 seconds. And the Sydney coaches hold up the stop sign. That's going to close out the third quarter. Nobody put points on the board in the third. Our halftime count was 14 all. That's where we stand. We head to the fourth quarter. Little Brown Jug at stake. Sydney 14, Greenville 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's victorioushealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We enter the final 12 minutes, Chuck, 14-14 tie. Didn't think the third quarter would be scoreless after 28 points in the first half.
Well, both teams, the defense stiffened a little bit, and both teams have moved the ball in spurts, but no one's been consistent.
Right.
And that's what happened in the third quarter.
Second down, 7, Yellow Jackets. Ball mark for play, Greenville 20. Sydney trying to break the deadlock. Two receivers left, two to the right. We've got E.J. Davis slot right. Donovan Johnson, the QB at the 25. He'll take the snap from center in the spread. Fakes to Harris. Loops a pass right flat. Oh, I love the bubble screen. Caught at the 16. Good run after catch. All the way down to the 5, the 4. Uh-oh. Holding, I think, on Sydney. Martex Harris caught it behind the line a step or two. He had a...
I think we're going to hear number 4 as the hold. He was he was their blocker out there.
A bevy of them in front of Martex, who made a good dash after the reception, but one of those blockers for Sydney had the grip on a white jersey's shoulder. Well, the play was good down to the 4.
Okay, they called the hold on Spradlin. He's not in the ball game.
So it is second down and more like 12 or 13 now for Sydney. New line of scrimmage, the 27. Line to gain is down at the 14. Opening half minute, fourth quarter. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. At stake, the first victory for one of these two clubs. Little Brown Jug on the line. Special, special evening here at Sydney, 50th anniversary of the 330 teams in 68, 69, and 70. Here's a down and out pass pattern, and Donovan Johnson hurls it too high at the 10, out of bounds at Sales. Third and 13. Many thanks to Dave Ross, coordinator of the event. We talked to Dave in the pregame for 4 minutes. Had John Wiggins on at the half for about 10.
That's an amazing program they put together for those 3 years. Wow.
Actually, Chuck, I fooled you. It's a book that Dave Ross put together highlighting Sydney football.
Oh, from the last, okay. All right.
1896 to 1996.
Still pretty terrific.
Deep drop, Donovan Johnson, middle of the field. Oh, a good play by the Greenville secondary man. It might have been Dominic Baker, who made a late jump at the last second to bust it up in front of E.J. Davis at the 5-yard line.
Almost picked it off.
Yes, he sure did. He had position to do so. Well, it's 4th and 13 for Sydney, which tried a couple field goals and missed them both last week against Tip. Missed one earlier tonight.
44, and he was 10 yards short. This is 43.
Carson Taylor's got the leg. If he gets into one, we know he can do it. Line of scrimmage, 27. Ball spotted, 43 or 44. Taylor wheels the left leg into the right upright. It's curling, missed outside the post.
Boy, it took him a while to decide if that was good or not, didn't it?
Did it go above the upright, Chuck?
Yeah, it was up there. I mean, he got all of that one. That would have been enough from like 50.
I could tell when he pummeled it, it was moving toward that right upright. The question was, would it hook around it and go through first? It hooked at the last second and went to the right of the post. Tough break for Sydney field goal kicker and punter Carson Taylor. That one had plenty of leg. He could have booted that one from 50. He just missed it to the right of the post. Well, Greenville takes over first and 10 from its own 20. Final 11 minutes of this game. Hayden Bush, late dish on the play to Brock Short. Makes the man miss at the 18. Look at him go. He slithers up the right sideline for 7.
It's just amazing to see. He gets in a traffic of defenders, and he comes out the other side.
Yeah, this guy is a fooler. He stands 5'8", 155, and he's probably about 5'7", 145.
Only a junior, too. Only a junior. Get to see him again next year.
Yeah, he gets in there and hides behind these white jerseys as offensive lineman, and you can't pick him out. And then all of a sudden, he bursts out of a stack. Here's a handoff by Hayden Bush in the offensive backfield. 1, 2, 3 broken tackles. A good reverse of the field by the Greenway ball carrier. And a first down by Short. He pulled a Houdini. Yeah. That was amazing.
I thought they were going to throw a flag because 17 was in motion, and he cut up the field about a second before the ball was snapped, but they didn't call the motion on him.
Good thing for Greenville, Brock Short.
Wow, he's good.
Yeah, he turned it into a first down romp to the 34. 10:50 to go in the game. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. Greenville in its own end, a new set of four at the 34. Hayden Bush has got two backs with him. And the young man dotting the I gets the nod. It's not Bush, or I should say it's not Short. It's the other back who gets the corner turned around the left side. Good run. Nicely done by Ryan Crampton across the 50. Holding against Greenville, and that's going to wipe it out. A fine bolt up the field for 21 by Crampton, but negate it.
Nobody came here tonight to watch the officials throw this many flags.
And we've had our eyes on the stripes quite often. Cincinnati Reds trailing the Detroit Tigers 4-1 in the sixth. Reds slumping a little bit, Chuck, at the wrong time. I don't think they're going to make it.
Yeah.
Not winning games they need to win at home.
And a 20-17 now over Parkway.
I thought that might wind up being tight. Here's a good running play on first and 6 by Greenville. The holding penalty was far enough downfield that first down all over again was first and 6.
Right.
And Greenville churned up about 5 of those 6 on that run effort by Short. So it's 2nd and 1 from the Greenville 43. Green Wave using time off the clock. 10 minutes to go in the game. 14-14 tie. Handoff, Crampton, offensive backfield. And he gets behind his right tackle, nudges to the 46. First down. Oh, this is what Bart Schmitz hoped to do in the fourth quarter. Control the clock. Earn first down after first down on the ground. And right now it's a little bit of Crampton along with quite a bit of Short. They're getting the job done behind a Greenville offensive line, which has played superbly tonight. Hayden Bush, Crampton again, left tackle. And somebody for Sydney got around the leg of Crampton. Nicely done by E.J. Davis. Progress impeded at the point of attack. Ball carrier netted about 2 feet. That's it. 2nd and 9, Greenville. 47 of the Green Wave. 9:20 left in the fourth. Clock slowly but surely becoming a factor. 14-14 game. Two receivers far right for the quarterback, Hayden Bush of Greenville. He's got Bumgarner flanked 15 to that far right side. Oh, a late pitch after a fake by Bush. He gave it to short, trying to turn the corner. Sidney's all over it. They string it out. Great pursuit. No gain. Beautifully done by Elijah Austin of Sidney. That's called running parallel with the ball carrier. Textbook defensive play. And eventually, short ran out of real estate.
Well, they did a nice job of not giving him a cutback lane that time. They forced him to the sideline. That's what you got to do.
Good point. Third and eight. Huge play, Greenville. If the Green Wave don't get it here, it's punt time. Very deep drop by Bush. Wide roll to the left. Marker down. Bullet pass complete to the 43. Good enough for a first down to Millian Bryant. The play goes for about 9 or 10, but uh-oh, holding penalty again on the Green Wave as Chuck shakes his head. Why do we go through all these holding infractions? They're holding up the game.
Well, they are holding up the game. You could call holding on every play if you want to. Every play.
Right.
Just like in college and pro, when you punt the ball, 90% of the time there's a penalty on the punts.
Yeah, that's a big foul because Greenville is now confronted.
They had a first down.
Yes, that was a first down conversion. Now if Sidney can stop a forward pass here, Yellow Jackets could get fine field position with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Third and 22, Greenville. Short drop by Bush. Scampers out of trouble on the run. Deals. Comeback receiver. Has a man draped all over his back.
Yep.
Incomplete. 35-yard line. Penalty against Sidney.
Yeah, he tackled him. That's a no-doubter there.
Now, Chuck,
I'm positive of the high school rule. I know it's 15 yards, but I don't know. I don't think it's an automatic first down.
I was going to say the same thing. My mind has gone brain dead. It's 15 from the line of scrimmage. And I think Greenville is going to wind up here with
about a third and seven.
Yeah, third and under 10. Football should be advanced up close to the 50. That definitely was a foul on Sidney.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
Saved a first down because now they didn't get a first down.
That's right. In the pro game, it winds up being a big play from scrimmage.
Yeah.
Huge play from scrimmage. So instead of third and 20-plus, it's third and 7 Greenville, 49 of the Green Wave, 8:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Tied at 14. Snap to Bush in the spread. 7 yards behind the line. Fires into the right flat. Sidney picks it off at the 46. It might be a touchdown. No! Greenville makes a hit. Out of bounds at the 23. That was almost a pick six. Almost a pick six. It might have been Hayden Bush who saved the touchdown.
Yep.
With a tackle on the play. Good intercept. Well done by, I think, Griffin Moore.
25.
Yep. Griffin Moore anticipated the late throw by Bush. He simply stared down Baumgartner, his receiver, about 2 seconds too long.
Yeah. I mean, I had a great job of jumping the route that time by Bush.
Yep, he did. He snapped right in front of the passing lane taken by Baumgartner. Nicely done by Griffin Moore. Sidney in business. Just over 8 to play. Line of scrimmage, the 25. Run, right end, Sidney. 5 yards, Donovan Johnson. 8, 10 yards. First down, 15 of Greenville. And we've got a late marker. Might have been a personal foul in Greenville. Let's see. That was as determined a run, Donovan Johnson, has produced all night, Chuck.
That was a good run by Johnson right there. That was a lot of purpose behind that. Yep. He lowered his head. I'm not sure what the Sidney kid's taking the flag. He's going to steal the flag.
In earnest went Donovan Johnson on that play. Half the distance to the goal from about the 14. Ball spotted for Sidney. Inside the 8. Nose of the ball, shy of the 7. 8:08 to go, fourth quarter. Sidney 14, Greenville 14.
Well, Sam Reynolds had the referee's flag. He should have just kept it. That would have been one less for them to throw.
8 minutes even to go in the fourth. Trips to the left for Donovan Johnson, who rolls that way. Stutter step. He's back at the 10. Oh, he slides to the 6, makes a man miss. Lurches to the 2. Donovan Johnson
nice
becoming
run.
Real active at the right time.
That was a heck of a run.
Greenville player shaken up back at the 10. Might give us an opportunity for a delay here. 7:46 to go in the fourth. No commercial opportunity unless a timeout has been taken.
It's Nolan Curtis. He looks like he kind of banged the leg up a little bit.
7:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 14, Greenville 14. Well, Sydney turned it over first half twice on fumbles. Big interception here in the last minute or so by Sydney in the fourth period.
That evened up the turnovers at 2 apiece, and that was a huge one for the Yellow Jackets.
Yep. Griffin Moore turned it in. That was a dandy. Almost got a touchdown out of it. Quarterback Hayden Bush saved the pick six. Timeout is taken. 14 all tie. 7:41 to go in the game. Sydney's got the ball, second and goal at the Greenville 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And the Reds have cut the Tigers' lead to 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Two on, second and third, two out. Brewers return home after 4 days in San Francisco. 1-3-4, but have to be somewhat beleaguered. Late night flight back to Milwaukee while St. Louis has been waiting for 36 hours for the Brewers to return home. Cardinals lead 8-0.
Yeah, they probably ate a whole lot of seafood out there and they're just not ready to play tonight.
Second and goal, Sydney from the 2. Late handoff, Martex Harris, nothing doing. Penetration, Greenville. Ball carrier subdued, back at the 4. Big play, Green Wave. Nice hit, A.J. Schaefer tripped up the ball carrier. It was as if Greenville was in the Sydney huddle. 3rd and 4. Goal to go. Inside the 5 for Sydney. Game tied at 14. 7:12 left in the 4th. Sydney, line of scrimmage. 3 receivers left. Snap. Donovan Johnson rolling left. In trouble behind the line. Slips on his keister. Down he goes at the 10. And now, Chuck, do you try a 3rd field goal?
Yes.
Be a tough angle. Left hash.
Well, I know, but it's 4th and...
Goal
from the 10.
Yeah.
I guess they don't, but I sure would.
4th and goal to go from the 10. Sydney hustling quickly. Line of scrimmage. 6.5 to go. 4th quarter. Game tied at 14. Greenville showing blitz. Now dropping off into coverage. Sydney just about has to throw the football here. 2 receivers left. 2 to the right. Martex Harris alongside Donovan Johnson, long snap count. Donovan way back at the 20, throws end zone, caught, goal line, touchdown, Sydney. Beautifully done. Oh, what a grab. Donovan Johnson whipped a bullet. Well done, E.J. Davis. He stuck those mitts up there and clutched it. What a target he presented for quarterback Donovan Johnson. Excellent route. He cut right at the 3, and he showed his body at the goal line for Donovan Johnson, who shot him a bullet, a rifle, into the hands of E.J. Davis, who caught it at the goal line, barged into pay dirt. Big extra point try here by Sydney to go up 7. The kick is up and away by Carson Taylor. He's got it. Sydney 21, Greenville 14. A 4th and goal pass play from the 10 works. And Sydney's got the lead. 6:13 to go in the 4th. on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, here we go. Final 6:13 of this game. Sydney has bolted on top of Greenville. It's been a good one tonight. 21-14, Yellow Jackets. Kickoff return, half-yard line to Greenville. Brought back to the 20. That's it. Good coverage. Fine special teams play by Sydney. First and 10, Green Wave, 80 yards away from the end zone. 6:03 left. Sydney's done a nice job defensively shutting out Greenville the last quarter and a half of this game.
Yeah, they have done a nice job. And, I mean, as good as Short is, they're doing a nice job containing him at this point.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. More about Barker Insurance in just a moment. Greenville to the line of scrimmage, 20-yard line. Hayden Bush, the QB, gives to, guess who? Brock Short. He dances, skips over the line of scrimmage. Herky-jerky maneuver to the 24. Second and six. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Geary, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Second and six, Greenville. Hayden Bush in the pocket. It is a square out to the left flat. Receiver catches a couple yards beyond the line of scrimmage, but he's decked right now, hauled in by Millie and Bryant, but nowhere to go.
Chris Hudgens, he made the tackle right at that spot. Heck of a play.
Hudgens, leading tackler on the Yellow Jackets, smeared the receiver, flagged down. It's against Greenville. And if you're Sydney, what do you do? Force Greenville to retreat, or do you set up a third and five?
My goodness. I hope we never see these guys again.
Had too many holding calls on Greenville tonight. The Green Wave simply shot themselves in the foot. And that holding call is marked off from behind the line. The Green Wave have it at their own nine. Second down all over again, but second down and 20. We're down to 5:20 to go. Clock a factor. Bush from his one dumps it off into the right flat to a receiver. Pass might have been deflected. It's short, no good. And Sydney's got Greenville right now, Chuck, where the Yellow Jackets defense wants the Greenville offense.
Yeah, they're not going to be real good at third and 20.
Nope. Again, that's Barker Insurance, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That is for sure. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And here's a high pop-up of a forward pass by the QB.
He
Bush.
Got pounded on the throw, boys.
Yes, he got drilled as he delivered it. The ball went straight up in the air, fell harmlessly at the 25. And now Greenville, Chuck, punts from deep in its own end zone. Sydney to get terrific field position, up 7 with 5 to go in the game.
Michigan State was up 7-0 on Northwestern 14 minutes and 15 seconds ago. I thought they ran the kickoff back, but they had a 75-yard run on their first play from scrimmage.
End zone punt here for Greenville. Nolan Curtis is standing on the A for Lehman in the end zone. Sydney spelled out in the north end zone. Kick very high. Good hang time. Heads toward the sideline.
That's pretty good.
Yes, very well done. Directional punt out of bounds. It hit on the boundary right at the stripe at about the 44 or 45. Yes, executed nicely by Greenville. Sydney couldn't get their hands on it. Sydney starts 1st and 10 from the Yellow Jacket 45. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter.
They got a score. Anna has now, they scored 21 straight points and they lead Parkway 41-17 in the fourth quarter.
Ooh. We've got Anna in a couple of weeks on the road at New Bremen in what should be a pretty good game.
I've never been to the stadium in New Bremen in all the years I've done this.
Oh, it's a beauty.
It looks like it.
Yes. Yep.
I've driven past it, but I've never been in it.
Fine press box. I don't know what it holds. It's got to be 7,000 anyway, maybe.
The press box?
No.
Because that's a big press box.
Martex Harris gaping hole. He surges to the 40. Spilled at the 37. He's got 8 on first down.
Yeah, the momentum has obviously shifted to the Yellow Jackets. They're playing a really nice fourth quarter.
Sydney's defense has gotten better and better and better as the night has gone on. Sydney King on Brock Short. Yellow Jackets have slowed him down, kept him within their sight in the second half. No big spurts, but Short. Sydney's defense has owned the last two quarters, and Sydney trying to seal the deal here with a fourth quarter score. Second down and 3, Sydney, 38 Greenville. 21-14 score, Yellow Jackets. From the 38-yard line, Martex Harris backpedals, spins, twists and turns to the 31. Hard-earned first down, Harris for Sydney. And next week we'll have a Saturday game for you. A Saturday tilt only, Fort Loramie at Newark Catholic. Newark Catholic advanced all the way to the state semifinals last year, Division 7. Was beaten by Warren John F. Kennedy, which got thrashed by New Bremen in the state title game. At Fort Loramie, last we heard, convincingly over Covington. 1st and 10, Sydney. Clock a factor, 3:50 to go. Line of scrimmage, the 31. We got a whistle, ball on the ground, back at the 34. That's where Donovan Johnson, I think, touched the ground.
Yeah, he had his knee down when he picked the ball up.
Uh-huh. Don't forget, you got Brookins tomorrow night with those delicious pork chops. Great food tonight as well at Brookins.
Oh, they're fried chicken. My goodness.
Yep, it's fantastic. Fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. Owner Carl Arnes does a great job. Enjoy that new late-night menu. Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, brukenspub.com. Donovan Johnson, quick bubble screen, right flat, caught, 32. Great run after catch, all the way down inside the 20. Nicely done by Reynolds. Love that play. Sydney's tried it maybe once a quarter in this game. Each time it's been beneficial.
They got so many defenders out there. I mean, my goodness, that's a well-designed play.
Half a dozen black jerseys in front of Reynolds. Good dash after he hauled it in. Sydney trying to wrap up this game. 2:58 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney possession, 18-yard line of Greenville. And officially the 19th.
It would be a shame if on this night that they're honoring the 30-0 streak for the Yellow Jackets, that the Yellow Jackets didn't win this football game.
Right. Sydney with a win in reach. Clock is winding down. Greenville, 2 timeouts left. Running play, Sydney, middle of the field. Harris upended at the 19. No gain. 2nd down, 10, Sydney.
Well, Greenville's got 2 timeouts.
I think
you're going to see it at the end of this play.
I just made that remark, Chuck. 2 remaining. I'd be using them.
I would.
Well, you don't call it on second down. You call it on third down. Right. You got to stop them and then call it.
Exactly. We're going to be down to about a minute and 40 before this ball gets snapped. Under two now. Sydney milking the possession clock on the scoreboard. 10, 9, 8. Second down, 11. 20-yard line of Greenville. Donovan Johnson keeps. He's being pursued in the offensive backfield. Has his shoulder pad jerked on. Down he goes. He lost four.
And there's your timeout.
Yep, Greenville will use two. Will we see another Carson Taylor field goal try?
No.
No?
No. They're going to hang on to the football. They're going to. I'm assuming they're going to run the football. I never know what you're going to see, but I was wrong about the field goal attempt. That was a heck of a play for the touchdown.
Right.
Took guts to call that on a fourth and a goal from the 11.
Yep, sure did. And that was the deciding score. Fourth quarter, fourth and goal from just outside the 10. Touchdown pass, Donovan Johnson to E.J. Davis. Extra point good. That's the margin of difference, 21-7. Sydney over Greenville, a minute 45 to go in the fourth. Third and 11 for Sydney at the 24 of Greenville, which has what, one timeout left or two?
They're down to one. They just didn't take it off the board yet.
Exactly. There we go. We set it, and boom, it went from 2-1.
Well, see, it's like magic.
And Greenville will use its final timeout here after this fourth down play by Sydney. Of course, of the Jackets, a third down play, I should say. So Sydney's got two more plays from scrimmage here. Third and 15, line of scrimmage 24 of Greenville. Minute 45 to go, fourth quarter. Two receivers left, two to the right. Incomplete pass stops the clock. Oh, fade pattern. Right corner of the end zone. E.J. Davis. Good! Touchdown! E.J. Davis.
Yeah.
Woo-wee! Wow. Here in the fourth quarter, Donovan Johnson has pitched two beauties to E.J. Davis.
That fade pattern right there. Man, that was perfectly thrown and a great route by Davis.
Oh, that was sweet. That was sweet. 27-14. It's going to look like a blowout tomorrow when you read all about it. A two-touchdown difference. But it wasn't that at all. Sydney pulling away here late in the fourth quarter.
Well, Greenville 1-for-7 throwing the ball in the second half for 3 yards.
There you go. That sums it up. Donovan Johnson, E.J. Davis. E.J. caught 8 balls coming into the game. Average of 4 for the 2 games played. Breakout contest for E.J. here tonight.
Well, like I said, when he was a freshman, I was so impressed with him, and he's turned into a heck of a football player.
Extra point try, but Taylor on the money. Center cut. Sydney 28, Greenville 14. Minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. The Yellow Jackets celebrate. It should be a Little Brown Jug winner tonight here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. 30-0 field on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Our radio station sponsors include Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire. We salute our radio station sponsors. 1:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney kickoff through the end zone. That's been a weapon tonight. Sydney's kicks, their kickoffs, have made life tough for Greenville, which again starts from its own 20-yard line.
Well, Greenville watched that ball hit. It almost stayed about a yard outside of the end zone. It finally trickled in. They were going to give the ball. They didn't realize what was happening.
Yeah, that was kind of odd, to say the least. Scoreboard reads a timeout for Greenville left.
That's right.
Minute 32 to go. You're right, they didn't use one.
Didn't have to because they gave him a touchdown.
Yep, because Sydney scored seven.
So that saved him a timeout. That was a good play by Greenville.
Now a timeout has been called by Sydney. 92 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 28-14, Yellow Jackets over the Green Wave. Again next week, a game for you on Saturday, not Friday. Fort Loramie at Newark Catholic. Kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:30 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMBR next Saturday evening, not Friday. The Newark Catholic Powerhouse D7 program. It should be a great game, D7 against D7. Fort Loramie not in a conference, on the road at Newark Catholic.
Yep.
And those are the Green Wave next week, just like Sydney's beating the Green Wave tonight.
Well, thanks to Mike Wick for subbing for me. I'm going to be in Jacksonville watching the Ohio State-Oregon game with my son. So I appreciate Mike stepping in.
Flare pass Greenville nets 1 yard. Down 28-14, first and 10 of the 20. Strange call.
I don't think they have any plays that they feel confident in right now.
Maybe not. 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney's defense has been really tough here in the second half. Roll out Bush, nowhere to go, and receivers covered. He runs out of bounds at the 29, and that sets up a third and a couple. Ball marked at the 28. Third and 2, Greenville. Line to gain the 30. 60 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 28, Greenville 14. The Donovan Johnson, E.J. Davis show in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they've both been terrific.
Yep, what a night for that pair. Short drop by the QB, Hayden Bush. Throws it directly to his right to Brock Short. He's got it in the offensive backfield. He runs right down the middle of the field, zigzagging between the hashes to the 39. 50 seconds to go.
It's a shame that he doesn't have more help on this football team because he would be terrific on a team with a lot of talent.
Yep, good point. Very well said. Hayden Bush back at his 30. Oh, now he's in trouble. And he airs one out of bounds. Clock halts at 38 ticks to go. Sydney 28, Greenville 14. Yellow Jackets home to Butler, Vandalia Butler, next week. Sydney will go to 1-2 on the season and earn two consecutive wins over the Green Wave. A runaway blowout romp last year by a score of 56 to zip after Greenville won a 1914 thriller 2 years ago. Hayden Bush in the pocket, half minute remaining, roll out right, may elect to keep it, all receivers covered. Here's Hayden on a dash, darting far sideline, belted out of bounds at the 47. Boy, he was rocked.
Yeah, he got 7 yards and paid for it.
He sure did. Hudgens with a jarring tackle.
My goodness.
He is quite a defensive player, Chris Hudgens for Sydney.
He had a full head of steam when he hit him. Very legitimate tackle, yep. Boy. Just put a shoulder right into him and knocking 3 yards out of bounds.
29 ticks to go. Third and 2, Greenville, down by 14 to Sydney. Hayden Bush back at his 40. Loops one near side, way too high. Over the head of Alexander Baumgartner. It's going to be fourth and a couple for Greenville. 24 seconds to go.
Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Flag on the play, Bush runs, escapes trouble, gets three, and a first down, marker down, 20 ticks to go.
I don't think it's going to be a play. They're going to have to bring it back and reset the clock. It was offsides on the Yellow Jackets.
Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Secure Comm in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio and based in Sydney. Thanks again to a couple new underwriting sponsors, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney and Shelby County, and Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Pass play near hash mark, good for 8 for Greenville to the 40. Second and 2, clock stops, 16 seconds to go. Not sure why it stopped.
Called their last timeout.
Oh, they did? Okay. And the green wave head to the far sideline. Chuck might as well run down every single one of our advertisers. Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese C. Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And we'll highlight a few additional sponsors who've been on with us all night long here on scoresbroadcast.com in a moment as we conclude this game. Second down for Greenville, line of scrimmage, the 40, pass near sideline, picked off by Sydney, out of bounds at the 10-yard line. A Riemann Drywall in Anna on board with us all night long here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware with us too. And thanks to Myers Tavern up in Botkins. Friendly place to go for dinner, drop in. We bet you won't find better. This could be the last play. Hayden Bush, far side of the field, rolling, no receivers. He slides down, inbounds, clock runs out. That's it. Sydney victorious, 28-14. Big triumph for the Yellow Jackets here tonight. It was the 50th anniversary of the three 30-0 teams. The 30-0 reunion celebration, great event. 30 players and coaches returned. We had John Wiggins, MVP of that 69 team, on with us at halftime. Chuck Sidney played really well second half defensively. Came to life fourth quarter. Two big touchdown strikes. Donovan Johnson to E.J. Davis. You're going to have a hard time deciding our Clancy's players of the game.
Oh, I have no problem giving away two.
Okay.
I'm not paying for the meals.
This game was tied up 14-14 at halftime. Sydney strutting its stuff over the final two quarters. Pulls away to win 28-14. Little brown jug earned by Sydney. Yellow Jackets take their first victory of the year. Greenville drops to 0-3. Sydney home next week against Vandalia Butler. thoughts and comments about the game, Chuck?
Well, I mean, we thought it was going to be a good football game, and it really was.
Yep.
Two teams that, you know, don't have a great record, but they're well coached. They got athletes, and Sydney's got some real athletes. And I see them winning a few more games this year. I think this is maybe a confidence builder for them.
Yeah, I think we saw Martex Harris explode tonight for some good runs. He's going to be a factor running the football along with Spradlin and the QB Donovan Johnson. And that just opens up the pass plays. And I tell you what, Donovan Johnson has got an arm. Don't underestimate him throwing the football.
Well, he was 8 of 12 in the second half for 119 yards. And two touchdowns.
Yeah, he sparkled.
So, yes.
He sparkled. And the Sydney's defense really came to life. Greenville had the football on the Sydney side of the 50 on about four occasions in the first two quarters. Greenville's offense just could not ignite anything in the second half.
They could have made this a really tough game for the Yellow Jackets if they would have scored down there. And they just, their kicker not real strong. And Sydney's defense really bowed their necks when they had to.
I want to remind our board operator at the radio station, we owe the radio station a 2-minute radio station break. We owe the radio station a 2-minute break. We will take it right now, then return with our Clancy Stars of the Game, Sydney 28, Greenville 14, on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney Memorial Stadium in 30-0 Field, which carried a special significance tonight as we honored the three 10-0 teams who combined to go 30-0 in 68, 69, and 70 on the gridiron here at Sydney. Very special occasion. About 30 coaches and players were present. They were recognized, honored at the halftime. Dave Ross here in Sydney was a member of that group. We talked to him in the pregame tonight. John Wiggins, star running back, 1969 player, phenomenal back. He was our guest at the half. Great evening, and it's capped off by a Sydney win, 28-14 over Greenville. Chuck, who are the stars of this game?
Well, I mean, I can't divide it, so I'm going to give it to both of them. E.J. Davis was terrific, and so was Donovan Johnson.
Uh-huh.
So those are going to be our Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And a final word for Dickman. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? It's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply. Large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Chuck, what a treat tonight. Enjoyed it.
Fine, it was fun.
Yeah, fine football game won by Sydney. Yellow Jack, easy for me to say. I got stung by one yesterday.
Oh, see?
Yellow Jackets excelled when the game was on the line. Two great fourth-quarter touchdown passes. Donovan Johnson to E.J. Davis. They spell the difference.
Well, those two, that's the reason they were the Clancy's players of the game. They did a great job. I mean, Spradlin started the game with an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. But Davis and Johnson, those two young men were special tonight.
Yep, sure were. Again, so many thanks to Dave Ross. He was with us during our pregame. Good interview recorded yesterday. John Wiggins, star 69 running back for Sydney. Talked to him several days back. He lives in Springboro now. He was our guest pre-recorded interview at the half. And our two head coaches in our pregame with whom we spoke, Adam Dungis of Sydney and Bart Schmitz of Greenville. Sydney is 1-2, Greenville 0-3. Little brown jug in the hands of the Yellow Jackets.
There you go. I hope it's full of vodka. Okay, probably not for a high school game. Huh?
So many thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM radio station listeners. Thank you so much. Our listeners online via scoresbroadcast.com as well. For all of you, for Tracy, our board operator back at WMVR, thank you so much. For Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium in 30-0 Field, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have defeated the Greenville Green Wave 28-14.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.